RX 93.1% TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
TMR.
The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. On air and online. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is a rainy Thursday.
I know. Surprise, surprise.
There were no signs yesterday, but I woke up after I don't know what time, and it was pouring. But this was last night, so butit this morning. Now.
Just drizzling.
Just drizzling. But yesterday,
still.
My gosh, it was raining like anything.
Was it? I didn't realize.
That
in the afternoon?
Right. No, like
last night?
Madaling araw.
Oh.
No, because I also think you don't hear it really as much in a condo.
Probably.
Because like, you know, with a house, you hear it from the niero on the roof and, you know, from your neighbor's roof. So, you know, there's that.
And I think I was too distracted last night till I don't know what time because I was watching something on Netflix.
Oh.
It's going to be my watch list tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I loved it so much. Somebody actually tweeted about it, like suggesting it. I was like, I just watched it.
Yeah.
It's a Heartstopper.
Oh, yeah.
On Netflix.
Yeah, it's on my list.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Definitely.
My little gay heart was like, yes.
I know, right?
It's such a cute show.
It looks cute. I saw the trailer before they released. Because they already released the trailer, right? Before they released it.
Oh, my God. It's so pure. I think you're going to enjoy it. Do you hear nothing?
No, I do. But it disappears. Like, the moment... If I'm touching it, it's there. The moment I let it go,
Oh, no.
Okay, but yeah, we can do this. All right. We've got our top 10. Hello. We can do this. We can do, I can do this.
Told you to just move here.
I know, right? We've got our top 10 courtesy of the Super Malas guy. Hashtag my underappreciated qualities.
Ah.
You know, like... We're known for certain things. Like, for example, tayo, you know, people know that we're good at talking, but there are other things that people might not know that we're actually good at.
Yeah.
And there are qualities that are celebrated, and then there are qualities that, well, maybe people know it, but they just don't realize that, oh, magaling ka pala sa ganito.
Mm.
Or, ang ganda pala ng ganito. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, for example, my underappreciated qualities. My hands look good enough to be a hand model for watches, rings, jewelry. Like, alam mo yung, this happened to me all the time. There are people who are like, I don't find particularly attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll see a part of them na parang like, ah, ito pala na kamay niya. Or like, especially now, pandemic era. You don't realize somebody's eyes are actually beautiful.
Until they're masked up and all you can see are the eyes.
Are the eyes. I mean, you know how they look like. You see them every day. Pero because of the pandemic, and let's say what makes them not attractive to you is, let's say, the lower half of the eyes. If you cover it, you realize, pag in-isolate mo yung mata lang, you're like, ang ganda pala ng mata niya. And you never realized it.
Yeah. And we all know you have a thing for hands.
Yes, definitely.
For nice hands.
Nice hands. And I can appreciate it even if I don't find the person...
Attractive.
Yeah. If I see that they have like really nice hands, I can appreciate it just for the hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have that too. Another example, my underappreciated qualities. Kaya kong pagkasya ng 100 pesos pag pecha di peligro na. Eh, ang galing mo.
100 paano nangyari pesos yun? For a meal? 100, or 100 pesos for a day?
I don't know. Siguro for a day, pecha di peligro eh.
100 pesos? Well, I guess you can just buy...
Skyflakes.
Parang gutom ka naman if you're gonna be out all day to Skyflakes na yung food.
Or alam mo yung mga talagang...
No, I mean, I
like
think
really
it, like, for example,
inexpensive food.
You can buy naman sa convenience store hard-boiled eggs for like, if I'm not mistaken, 15 pesos
yeah.
each.
Yeah.
I mean, buy two. Buy that's two. 30 pesos. Medyo busog ka na sa 30 pesos. And then, I guess, water.
Tas
may bawad ka na siguro na water.
Or in sa office. Usually, merong water dispenser.
Or something like that. Or you can have your coffee na lang siguro from yung mga
3-in-1.
Ganun.
Oh, I love 3-in-1.
So, you could probably last a day with just 100. Pwede kang mag-cup noodles, I guess, with the rest of the money.
How much is cup noodles?
I don't know, 50 pesos?
Uy, kalahati na yun. Mahal pa yun. Stick with the itlog.
Itlog ka lang all day?
Itlog ka all day.
Oh my God. Ay, siomay. Yung mga ganon.
Mahal yun.
Hindi, mura lang
magkano
yun, diba?
Siomay? Mas mahal pa sa, know. Mas mura pa sa cup noodles? I would think more expensive.
Ang siomay?
Oo.
Depende siguro where
or
you're gonna get
it. O sana pwede, ano, tingi? Pwede ba yun? Yung isang siomay lang? Kasi eventually, in groups of
so.
Three,
four, usually.
Four?
I think.
So,
parang, yeah.
Makalang siomay, I would think. I'm just guessing.
Oo nga.
I would guess mas mahal siya sa itlog.
Although, unless merong parang mga canteen nearby.
That's what I'm thinking.
Diba before, meron tayo sa baba na parang some sort of food court na may mga nagtitinda ng ulam and stuff.
I don't even think you need to...
But I think they would sell stuff for like over 100 pa din eh.
Ako feeling ko, may mga packed lunch na talagang super mura.
Ah, di ba meron sa mga building?
Yung mga manang na pumupunta sa mga
office-office.
True. Yung naka-plastic lang na, ano na, rice and ulam na. That's really inexpensive.
I doubt it though.
Really?
I'm gonna guess it's probably at least 100 pesos.
What?
You think it's lower than 100?
I don't know. I'm sure meron na like super... tinipin.
Siguro gulay, gano'n.
Tipong gano'n.
Probably.
Pwede yun, pwede.
Oo, basta lang naman, ang importante lang, hindi ka magutom until makauwi ka, right?
Yeah.
So, I guess it's fine. Kaya lang yung pamasahe mo pa.
Yun lang.
And then yung pamasahe pa the next day. Kasi pecha de peligro, so hindi pa naman papasok
ang sweldo the next
mo,
day pa.
Like, early in the morning, di ba?
O baka ano, baka pecha de peligro. I don't know. Ang liit ng 100
pesos. We're overanalyzing this, but like, I don't think I can survive with 100 pesos.
I don't
pesos.
Think so.
Maybe for like
500,
half a day.
Siguro 500.
Hindi, half a day.
Ah, pwede,
or
pwede.
Kunyari trabaho parang sa atin 4 hours. Kaya yun. Kasi, hello, they just don't order anything and just eat at home.
Hindi, yeah, that's what I was thinking. You eat before you leave the house.
Yeah.
Pamasahe. Dalawang itlog for lunch.
Uh-uh.
Pamasahe pa uwi. Eat at home.
Yes.
Yun, pwedeng-pwede yun.
I think so. You can even make it 3 eggs.
Wow, big spender.
45 pesos.
Big spender, di ba? And my underappreciated qualities, not everyone likes me, but I can say for a fact that nobody hates me. Alam mo yung ano ka, yung sobra kang medyo invisible quality na... You know for a fact that you don't not get along with anyone?
I kind of would rather have people that hate me.
And love you.
And love me. I wouldn't want to be in that position.
Like
TBH.
In the middle?
Yeah, because you're like non-existent almost.
And
yeah,
or hindi naman non-existent. Pero yung...
You're just, you know, you're... I guess you get along,
you get
well
along
with everybody.
With and even the ones that you don't like... They don't know that you don't like
and
them.
They don't hate you back.
And that's why they don't hate you back. Kasi hindi naman nila alam na busit ka sa kanila. Kasi we have a tendency to like let people feel or know that we don't like them. And that's what makes them hate you. But I also think that you can't be like this and excel.
Yeah, kasi parang medyo under the radar yung
kasi
quality.
Kasi if you
na
excel,
yun, eh.
Whether you're a great person or not, people will hate you.
Yeah.
That's a fact of life.
True.
Like if you're amazing, if you always win the awards, kahit nakangiti yan, deep inside, nabibwisit yung mga
tao. They're seething inside.
Yeah, because you're always, you know, you beat
them
to it.
The spotlight is yours all the time.
And my underappreciated qualities, because I do it all the time, nobody realizes na ako lagi ang taga-compute ng bill and taga-divide among us. Yung pag kumakain kayo as a group.
It depends on who you're with. Ako, sometimes I can be that person.
Hindi, at least
if there's a need for it.
At least ikaw sometimes. Meron talagang tao na I remember there's this one group of mine. Siya yung unang pumasok sa isip ko.
Kasi siya talaga yung taga-compute.
Siya talaga, like automatic. I don't remember anyone else getting the bill and computing.
Usually,
how much pag
taga,
each.
Pag taga-accounting ka or ganon. Ako yeah. Kasi, I'm not gonna take the bill to do it. But if like, I see someone struggling to compute it, I would help out, bro. I'd be like, yeah. Can I see? And then if I can do it faster, just so...
Siya kasi talaga. Automatic.
Wait lang.
Kunin na niya yung bill.
Dahil siya yung magaling mag-compute or dahil siya yung ma-compute?
I have no idea. Or baka lang kasi it just happens that way. Maybe first few times she did it. Tapos before you know it, siya na lagi.
Right.
Eh parang wala lang. It just became a habit, I guess. Or maybe she's good at it because definitely will take longer if I tried to do it.
Do you double check when someone tells you, okay, this is the bill?
Ano? Kasi sa akin, if that's the case, ako na magko-compute.
Ah, true.
If I'm going to recheck, it's kind of annoying even for the person checking.
Yeah.
Gets niyo parang, i-recheck mo rin pala, edi ikaw na.
Actually.
Diba? Parang doesn't make sense. And one last, my underappreciated qualities. I have the highest score ever sa Flappy Bird. Alam mo yung, may isa man lang game na ikaw yung record holder.
What is this? 2000, God knows what? What year did Flappy Bird become a thing? Do you remember?
It was so big.
The bird?
It was... No,
pero Flappy.
Floppy. Imagine kung ma-mispronounce mo lang siya, it becomes Floppy Bird.
I know, it becomes a different kind of bird. But I think, let me check what year it was a thing. It was released, oh my God, are you serious? 2013.
What?
Nearly 10 years ago.
Oh my God, and remember the big brouhaha?
Wow.
Na biglang it was, he was asked to take it down.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, hindi ganito, di ba? Super sumikat siya.
Yeah.
Tapos it's just like this really regular guy, not even a high-tech whatever company, who just started Flappy Bird. Tapos parang, it was, ano, it parang plagiarized or something? Or,
oh, okay.
And he was asked to remove it. And remember, nawala yung Flappy Bird. Tapos parang pinalitan siya ng mga ibang games na very similar concept.
Yeah.
Kaya lang, hindi na bird. Like maybe it's a pig or a
snail. Did you play Flappy Bird? You never got into it?
Never got into it.
I remember Flappy Bird. I also remember my Everwing phase.
I remember that kasi nauso siya sa RX. Pero ako, I was more... The era that I was super into mobile phone games. Cut the Rope.
Candy Crush.
No.
You never got into Candy Crush?
Fruit Ninja.
I love Cut the Rope.
Fruit Ninja,
yeah.
Yung era na yun. Yung kung ano man yung mga magkakasabay na yun. Bejeweled.
I never played. Maybe I did. I probably didn't love it.
Those games. I would. Pero Cut the Rope, Angry Birds, Fruit Ninja, yun. Those were the games that I really
played. Mas gusto mo yung Angry Birds cases sa Flappy Bird.
Siyempre. Siyempre naman.
Mas fun. Magandang graphics.
Mas perform. Pero ano, I got with Angry Bird.
There's another
Plants
one.
Plants vs. Zombies.
Yes. No,
I was super into that.
But
super
Plants vs. Zombies, super mas nauna.
Mas nauna. Pero yun yung mga
super,
nilalaro ko.
Super luma na ng Plants vs. Zombies eh.
Yung mga nilalaro.
There's another thing na medyo Angry Birds generation that I can't remember.
Oo nga eh.
Pero meron eh. Like, just as big, you know? Pero yeah, parang palaging bird, no? Tapos Everwing. It's always like...
Oh, that's true.
Something flying.
It's iconic, pero... Yeah. Pero can you imagine if you're like the best at that specific game and it's not a really popular game?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a popular game, pero tapos na.
Yeah.
you don't even know who really is the best in that game.
Well, in Everwing, I quit. Because every time I would get the top score, Gino would would replay it and like get the top score.
And get the top score.
And at some point, I was like, you know, I'm sick of this. I'm over it. You're just gonna keep beating me. I quit. I uninstalled it. I'm not having it. I was like, no. And then nung una, ano pa eh, fun competition. Yung parang daily you look forward to it. Just parang challenging. Kasi parang, ito na naman. Let me try to beat him. Tapos pag natalo mo, kinabukasan tatalunin
ka. Talo ka na naman.
Ako, I swear. Oo.
Yeah, I tried to play it but it was not my thing. No.
It's for extremely competitive people.
Yeah, not my thing. Kasi nga nakikita mo eh, merong...
Yeah, there's
a
score.
It's not enough to just play it. Nakikita mo yung score eh.
Yabangan talaga siya eh.
It was... I think of all the games, it was the most yabangan of all. Of all! Hindi kasi, di ba? Like, marami rin namang nauso, pero I don't think people got as competitive as they did with Everwing.
Yeah.
I must say, now that I remember it, oo nga, no? But I don't remember people getting really cutthroat when it comes to one game.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. And there you go. The top 10 my underappreciated qualities. If you've got entries, go ahead, tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag my underappreciated qualities in all your tweets.
Tea over coffee.
Sir, RX 93.1, time for some tea. Let's start with Hailey Bieber. She underwent heart surgery after suffering a mini stroke last month.
What?
The 25-year-old revealed she recently had a patent for Raymond Oval, PFO, closure procedure performed to mend a hole in her heart.
Holy crap.
She said in a new YouTube video titled Telling My Story, "It went very smoothly. I'm recovering really well, really fast. After being rushed to a Palm Springs area hospital last month with stroke-like symptoms, Bieber discovered she had a blood clot which traveled to her brain and caused a some sort of attack. So, yeah. However, doctors couldn't figure out how the blood clot ended up there. But, you know, luckily, they were able to bring her to the hospital when she needed to go. And yeah, I guess it's a good thing they caught it.
It's just crazy how, you know, this, you know, these really young celebrities, you know, like Selena Gomez, Hailey Bieber, have such, you know, like medyo hardcore health issues.
I know.
Like heart surgery at 25? My gosh. That's so scary.
A hole in her heart.
That is so scary. And then Selena Gomez at her age already has had a kidney transplant. I mean, what? My gosh. This is like shockening.
It's more of a shocker for Hailey because Selena, I mean, she's been diagnosed with lupus for a while,
for
right?
A while.
Before the
that's
kidney
a, that
transplant.
Is true.
But for Hailey, I mean, I feel like this just came out of nowhere.
Came out of nowhere.
So,
and so young and so healthy and so fit. You know what I mean? Like you would think, like they say now, hindi na rin siya talaga. Like there are the obvious symptoms. Like obviously, if you know you're not in good shape or you have a bad diet, that you could get a stroke or heart problems. Pero like even my doctor friends, my doctor relatives are saying, wala nang hindi na ganun ka.
You never know.
Hard fast rules. You have like really skinny people getting a heart attack, you know, having heart problems. It's so strange now. Hindi mo na siya makikita from the surface.
Yeah.
It's so scary.
Well, we're just happy she's recovering well, and luckily they have all the money in the world to, you know,
that is
go to
true.
The hospital, get the best doctors.
Get your, you know.
Sometimes
like,
that's what it all boils down to.
If you can afford the best medical care.
And also, you can get a surgery done urgently kasi you have the money to pay for it right away. So.
And lalo na for, you know, like sometimes you have to go to a specific hospital halfway across the world sometimes to get the best treatment if you have the budget
for it. If you have the funds.
But if, you know, minsan, wala. You just wait for whatever help comes your way.
Yeah, so we wish the Biebers well. Yeah. And hopefully she continues to recover well. But in other news, let's talk about Madonna.
I don't want to.
I called it.
What did she do now?
I don't want to.
Madonna and her boyfriend, Ala Malik Williams, have broken up after 3 years of dating.
Oh, no.
So according to a source, Madonna has thrown herself into a busy social life and has been seeing her friends and family after the split. She has a packed schedule working on her upcoming biopic, new music, and looking after her family. So the now former couple split amicably, according to The Insider, but had been on and off for a while, which we were like, amicably? Did you see her post yesterday?
Anyway, mga karma. Paano naging amicable yun?
So I clocked it yesterday because I told Chico and Marky, my gosh, what's that? Madonna posted something on her like IG stories. And they were like, what? Tapos I told them na parang, kasi she posted like this, she shared this quote, karma said, when somebody in your life is not right for you, God will continuously use them to hurt you until you become strong enough to let them go. But before she posted that, she posted like a photo of her bum and like some sort of necklace or whatever na nakalagay F-U, diba?
Yeah.
Tapos nilagay niya, I mean it. And then the karma post, and then another photo, the bum and the F-U, and nakalagay, I really do. So I was like, she made, yo! Okay, so...
Pero kit niya magalit. Hindi gets. Alam mo yung parang galit na pala siya doon, na nun. I mean, I can imagine yung... Di ba pag may mga...
Parang baget.
Di ba nauso ngayon yung ano, yung mga magbe-break up sila on Twitter? Like, really harsh words. Like, at saka ang haba ng mga ano, kwento. And siya para siyang bata magalit na, F you, I mean it. Tapos another post, I really do.
Ano to, Gen Z?
Parang bata.
Well, I mean...
No, yung, I'm saying it as a good thing.
Yung like, ex niya naman kasi is bata. So,
I was telling Hazel off air, sabi ko, if I ever got the chance to like meet Madonna in person, tapos kasama niya si Ala Malik, isha-shade ko siya, aasarin ko siya. Sabi ko, oh my gosh, Madonna! I'm so honored to finally meet you. Finally, I'm such a big fan. And it's so nice that David is with you.
Oh my God!
Ay.
You're so mean! Okay, for the record,
magkasing edad sila.
For those who don't know, Ala Malik is 27.
27.
Madonna,
dun sa isang website.
Baka he turned 28 recently. Na. Madonna is 63.
And how old is David?
Didn't David just turn 20-something?
Oh, see?
No, 16! He's only 16.
What?
He's only 16.
David's
yeah,
only
he 16? Had his 16th birthday party.
I could have sworn he was
recently.
Already 20-something.
No,
he looks
16.
So, like, adult.
Maybe Rocco. Because baka ang ka-age ni Ala Malik si
Rocco definitely is in his 20s. Kasi ang barkada niya si Brooklyn Beckham.
Rocco is 21.
There you go.
So
they
maybe,
hang out, ha? Can you imagine such celeb kids? Rocco, Richie, and Brooklyn Beckham are like BFFs.
Oh my God.
They hang out like crazy.
Okay, to be fair, Madonna didn't date a guy younger than any of her kids. Because Lourdes Leon is actually 25. So...
Oh, boy. Well, she's got time.
I mean, she has all the time in the world.
Anong, who's next?
Who's next? Who's next?
Oh my God, Madonna, I can't.
Just don't go below 18. And
no, pero alam mo, I'm excited for her to start dating again. Somebody closer to her age. Yung parang Sean Penn.
Yeah,
kasi parang,
me too. And somebody legendary status din. Like
or
her.
Kahit, let's say, even if, let's say they're younger. Not much, much younger. Like, for example, Guy Ritchie. Guy is obviously younger than her. Pero alam mo yung, he's very mature. Because I really think if she gets it on with like 20s, 30s kids, parang they're just going to be playing around with her.
No, and I also
yeah,
feel like
yeah.
I also feel like being with Ala Malik influenced a lot of her choices.
Yeah.
Like with the look she's been giving and like just a lot of things.
Well, unless like ano, kasi it's been known to happen naman na, you know, she'll meet like a 20-something na very old soul. Alam mo yung parang mature beyond their years.
Yeah.
Well, if she's lucky enough, she might find somebody like that. Pero to like, kunyari, mag-ano sila, mala-benefer sila. Like, what if she gets back with Sean Penn?
Sean Penn! Kasi
diba, he's single.
Yeah. He just recently got divorced, right?
So, Robin, what's her name? The really pretty actress, Robin, right?
Mm-hmm.
They broke up? That was his girlfriend, right? Or wife?
No, Robin Wright was before after Madonna. No, parang he married someone else.
Oh, somebody else na.
Wow,
isa pa. Robin Wright
pa rin. I think.
Okay. I'm so behind on the cheese.
Let me double check. Kasi Robin Wright, he was married to from 1996 to 2010 lang.
Oh.
There, Layla George.
Okay.
That's a new one.
Robin Wright is
30
gorgeous.
Years old. So, medyo age ni Alamali.
Medyo gumaganon sila.
How about give it another shot?
Because I mean,
everybody says Sean Penn's like the love of Madonna's life and vice versa. Yeah. So, why not? Maybe
and
they'll be good for each
remember,
other this time.
In True Blue, in the cover, she says, I dedicate this to the coolest guy in the universe.
Oh my God. She's so cute.
That's Sean Penn.
She's so cute when she's in love.
That was dedicated to Sean Penn, True Blue.
So they were together when they were much younger, no?
Yeah.
At
well,
the peak of,
at the
I
peak
would
of
say,
their careers. Like True Blue days, tapos, that's why she sang Live to Tell, which was featured in the movie that Sean Penn was in.
And how long were they together for?
Long.
Roughly.
They were married for a while. They were married from 19...
They divorced January 1989.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the straw that broke the camel's back for Madonna was when Sean Penn tied her to a chair in their home and left her. Gerald's game siya.
Oh my God.
Like, tinali siya, tas iniwan siya
how
sa bahay.
How long did
na
he leave her there?
I don't know, pero that's the story. That's how she broke up with him.
He was pretty jealous, diba? That was very jealous, kind of obsessive, I would say.
And her, obviously, she's such a free spirit and she's like, can't tell me what to do. Oh yeah? Let me tie you up and leave you in the house.
Oh my God. Toxic.
Feeling ko ganun yung nangyari.
Super toxic, but they were, you know, they had real love for each other and they never talked smack about
they never
the
did.
Other person
she
after,
never
long
said
after.
Anything bad about
Sean. Yeah. Aside from the tying in the chair.
And that's a fact. It's not talking smack, diba? You're like just saying, you're just saying, he tied me up.
And they always say, like, they, you know, they love each other.
Yeah.
Like, still.
At saka ano, pag yung mga, like when it's like a bad time in their lives, they always catch up with each other.
I told
They're
you.
There for each other.
Didn't I tell you? I see this. I see a future. I
because,
hope they get back together.
Because they have photos been together when they're much older. Like,
because they're friends. Kasi nga parang alam mo yun yung pagkailangan ng isa yung isa.
And they have kids.
They will be there for
they
each
have
other.
Kids together.
They don't.
No.
They don't.
Yeah.
Si Guy Ritchie yung may anak siya.
But yeah, so. Hugs, Madonna.
We love
you.
Sige, hindi kita aasa rin today. I won't crack a Frozen remix joke.
Oh my God. You shady, shady fan.
Sabi
the
ko
shadiest
kay,
fan
Marky,
there is.
Sabi ko kay Hazel, sabi niya, ikaw lagi mukhang inaasar si Madonna. Sabi ko, Hazel, this is just the case of like an icon reading another icon.
Shut up! Yeah,
Marky.
Asar.
This is just, you know, roast like a legend roasting another legend, you know, so it's all good.
Well, I mean, sa bagay, medyo magkabash.
Ay! Tumigil ka, mas matanda si Madonna sa akin.
Parang same batch talaga eh.
Uy, hindi ah. Pero ito yung nakakatawa. I discovered Madonna from... I was not the first stan of Madonna in our school.
Oh.
So it was a friend. Hindi pa nga siya friend. Like, I knew him kasi because we were classmates in an earlier year. Tapos, hindi pa ako yung kinakausap niya. Kinakausap lang niya yung isa pa naming yung classmate ko na friend niya. Tapos parang like, oh my gosh, you have to check this new girl. She's so good. Like, nobody knows her yet. Her name is Madonna. And it's like, and I was like, ma-check ko nga to. Sino ba tong babaeng to na bagong singer? And I was like, oh my gosh, she's so good.
You were there from the beginning. From the beginning.
And this song, everybody, come on, dance and sing. It's so good.
Oh my God.
And it's like, I love her. I love her aesthetic. Like, she's like, parang binili lang niya sa Changi yung damit niya, pero she looks so great.
I can't. Ay, nako.
It's probably like Marky and Dua Lipa now. Parang ganun. Like, she's so amazing. And ano pa siya noon, ha? Di pa siya sikat. Like, it was so hard to find her records. Tapos yung parang, like, ano siya, parang underground pa nga. Yung parang...
And remember, before, iba yung ibig sabihin ng underground artist, the underground artist of the day.
And then, like, and then suddenly, sumisikat na siya, diba? Tapos, kasi parang here in the Philippines, it was really Holiday and Borderline that got her really... And they Burning Up pa yata, Burning Up. Pero before that, there was quite a time na her records were out there, but nobody was really into her. So yeah,
you were already into her though.
I already had like
I don't know. With me, I don't know if it was Dua Lipa. It's probably probably Adele.
Kasi
diba with Adele,
songer kasi.
Like I was listening to her ever since 19.
No.
Album.
What about like early on? Like was there somebody you latched onto? Pre-Adele. Kasi Adele medyo...
Yeah,
ano eh,
medyo...
You're already a singer.
You know who
that.
It was. You know
pero
it
yung
was.
Talagang the first time that a singer like captured your heart and you became such a stan. Yung mala ako and Madonna. Parang ganun.
Well, I mean, hello. It dates back to
parang ano. Yeah, as far
ano,
back as you want.
Yung mga... Basta yung mga... Destiny's Child. I love Destiny's Child.
Hindi ba niya masabi?
I was literally singing and dancing to it. And I was, and then you see all of my cousins going, what is this kid doing?
Oh my God.
Dancing and singing to Survivor. I'm going.
I was resistant to Destiny's Child.
Ako rin.
You know
I don't
why?
Know why.
Because mine was TLC.
That's why.
Like that was the first, I would say the first artist that I actually saved up for to buy their record. Well, Spice Girls din kasi. Spice Girls, TL. Pero nauna
you
ata
know,
TL sumagot.
Noon nag-Spice Girls kasi si Lady Camden, Spice
no,
Girls.
No, I had every single album of the Spice Girls. I was sporty Spice in my friend group.
But you know what? To be fair, like, I wasn't a Spice Girls fan, but I had all of their albums.
I was a Spice Girls
I
fan.
I was a Spice Girls fan.
I was a Destiny's Child stan. And what's interesting is, when Beyonce became a solo act, I stopped.
Oh.
I kind of get it.
I stopped getting interested in her.
Because
I love them as a group.
Okay.
And until today, I still love them as a group.
Because we were just talking about it yesterday. Totoo yun, no? Like sometimes you super love and respect somebody, but because... parang competitor sila nung stan mo. Parang you can't get on board 100%. Because we were just talking about the Williams sisters. And
yes.
I was like, as a tennis fan at the time, I loved them so much. Like, super, super fan. Pero mas fan ako ni Venus kasi si Serena yung at the time, lumalapit sa record ni Steffi.
Right.
And no matter how much you like her,
you want to preserve your
you
want to
preserve your idol's record.
Record.
Diba get?
Yeah.
Diba, like, it's a weird thing na, you don't even have, like for example, kasi ikaw kay Djokovic and kay...
No.
Because you don't like Djokovic kasi. Pero Serena, I really liked her.
For me, Federer, diba nga, I used to root against Federer.
Against Federer.
Because I was such a big Sampras fan.
Yeah.
And I hated that he was about
to break
Sampras'
record.
And then when he finally broke it, that was when I was like, eh. You know, I really like the guy, so...
And like, even now, na goat na si Serena,
aww.
I'm still more of a Venus fan, and I really think it stems from the whole Steffi Graf thing.
I also feel like as a human being, you probably would relate to Venus more.
Mas aggressive kasi si Serena.
which is why I like Serena more. Because I kind of relate to her as a person.
And Venus kasi is very like
nice.
And very very elegant. Yeah. Very para siyang gazelle when she plays. Yes. You know,
but it's just silang dalawa, no, in the family? Or is there...
No, they have other sisters. They have three other sisters. One passed away already. And they have half siblings that they don't really... They're estranged.
And hello, like, even ano nga, even like, let's say with music. Whitney Houston. I love Whitney Houston.
I love her
so
too.
Much. But I was always like anti-Whitney Houston. Because sila yung naglalaban sa charts before.
Right.
So it was always like when you're talking about number of yung padamihan ng number ones, padamihan ng top tens, it was always like Madonna, Whitney Houston. So in as much as I loved her and I had a poster of her in my room, parang I just couldn't get on board.
This is where we differ, I think, because you guys are both Madonna fans. I would root for Whitney.
And because it's well, yeah. No, well, I get it, man. I
mean, if you look at vocal quality.
But if you look at overall artistry.
But vocal quality. No, but I mean, that's what I looked at, right?
Yeah.
And that's why I rooted for Whitney. I mean, I love Madonna too. Yeah. But like...
Hindi, ganito yan ha. Ako, lalaban ko talaga sa to the end ng patayan si Madonna. Pero kung vocal quality pag-uusapan, ayoko na lang mag-talk.
Okay, let's wrap it up before we shade her some more. I mean, she's already going through something.
Ayoko na lang mag-talk. Pero I love Madonna.
You guys, stop. Don't be mean.
I'm not mean. I just know which parts of her I will fight for.
No,
if you look at vocal quality, between the two.
Obviously. But... I will say, Madonna, while she may not be the best vocalist, her voice is very radio-friendly.
Yeah,
it's very pop. It's very
so pop,
listenable,
yeah.
You know?
100%
I would
pop.
Listen to her all day. I can probably only listen to Whitney, you know, for a certain, period of time.
Ayoko din mag-talk. I can listen to her the whole day. I do a whole 80s medley of just Whitney.
Just Whitney.
Well, yeah. When I 90s work out, and 2000s. I love her. Of all the Whitney albums ever, my all-time favorite is Heartbreak Hotel.
My God, it's my favorite too!
Like, all the songs are good.
One of my favorite singles.
Like, super love that. It's Not Right, But It's Okay. Oh, Heartbreak yes. Hotel. And then, not that album.
But I mean, like, in terms of, like, singles.
Oh, yeah.
I love
like,
that.
Like, that album is genius. I love that album.
Anyway.
Yes.
Again, sending Madonna a lot of love. Send her love. Stop sending her hate. Stop shading her on
Don't
your radio
shade.
Show.
Boy, my shade is not hate. Huh? That's never
it's
hate.
It's a love kind of shade.
Okay, all right.
It's a love shade.
You can continue to love her while we listen to Frozen.
The 300th remix.
Madonna versus Psychic right here on the month.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Can we do a quick morning crush?
Oh, go
ahead. Fable morning crush.
Here we go.
Like, I was like shocked. Like, how could this gem slip by us? Like, how? How did we not know that there was a diamond in the rough?
Who is it?
Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Buzz Lightyear. Did you see the trailer for the new movie? Lightyear?
Yeah.
Pag may buhok siya, ang gwapo ni
Kuya. Di ba cartoon yun?
Si Mark na. Di ba cartoon yun? Hindi ka. Nakakainis naman to. Hindi totoo. Google it. Buzz Lightyear with hair. Do it now. Kasi the trailer's out. And then parang, kasi diba si Buzz is always wearing that costume, yung nakabalot siya and all that. Pag yung merong, kasi parang I guess it will trace how he became Buzz Lightyear. Siguro parang ano siya, prequel. Pag may buhok siya, ang... Bakit? Bakit mo ako ginajudge? Totoo!
I'm just gonna go pick up our food. I'll see you in a little bit.
Huwag niyo kong i-tune out. Don't leave me in this conversation.
Just dead silence, Chico. Marky just walked out.
Marky just
walked like, I'm over
ang
this.
Guapo ni Buzz
I am
Lightyear.
Over this conversation.
Have you checked it out?
I have.
O, diba? Alam mo, watch the trailer, yung gumagalaw. Baka kasi it's just a screenshot eh. Wait, Buzz. Tingnan ko lang ha, mamaya naman iba yung nakita mo na ano. Buzz Lightyear with hair.
Yeah.
Diba? He's so handsome. Did you see? Para siyang ano, para siyang George Clooney-ish.
I mean, it's Buzz Lightyear.
Nakakainis naman kayo eh. That's not the reaction I'm expecting. Feeling ko, you'd be like, ay, ang guwapo. Ang guwapo kaya. Tinan mo. Look, he looks like a movie star.
I mean,
from the googly-eyed, look at the first picture. From the googly-eyed, see, wait. Tinan mo yung headline. Buzz Lightyear's surprise new look sends fans into meltdown. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, Toy Story fans shocked by Buzz Lightyear's hair in new trailer. Twitter is freaking out about Buzz's hair in the Lightyear trailer.
When did you change your name to Twitter?
Buzz Lightyear has hair in the Lightyear trailer and Toy Story fans can't cope.
You're not even a Toy Story fan.
I'm not.
I'm a Toy Story fan, and I'm not freaking out.
I'm not. I'm not even a Buzz Lightyear fan, but now I am. Toy Story fans can't deal with Buzz's hair reveal in Lightyear trailer. Oh. Ano pa ba? Ang dami pa, oh my gosh.
I do like a strong chin, I guess, because of Lady Camden and Roger Federer.
Yeah.
But, I'm not feeling
And his
this.
Double chin pa siya. Some people like that. It's their weakness, double chin.
Sorry,
not double chin. What do you call that?
Yung cleft chin.
Cleft chin, yeah, like a cleft chin. Oh my gosh. Like, I was so shocked that he looked so good. Like, para siyang artista. Kasi di ba Buzz Lightyear parang googly-eyed, funny guy kind of look. Alam mo yun, yung very John Goodman yung vibe niya. Yung parang you just never thought that he had like movie star good looks.
Yeah.
And apparently, yeah, with hair, he looks so good. Okay.
Okay,
I'm
I
done.
Mean... Alright.
Okay.
Great.
I just had to bring it out there, you know. Okay, guys. I'm starting a Buzz Lightyear fan club. So if you want to join, just hit me up. And yeah, we can just stand all day long.
I have no words.
Yeah.
I have no words.
So, yeah.
Is this what happens when Baby Whale is away? Because Chico was just telling us, "Malama si Baby Whale." Then from that to, "Oh my God, Buzz Lightyear."
Hindi, nakakagulat kasi because he hardly looks like the character.
I mean,
para na siyang ibang character.
Okay, he looks like a person.
Yeah.
Kasi before, hello, mukha siyang laruan, di ba? No, and also his face wasn't too cute before.
Kaya ka natatawan. Kasi naisip mo.
Nakita yung, ko!
Kasi ang nakikita mo yung mukha niya, di ba? Grabe kayo. Alam mo, ang sama nyo kay Buzz Lightyear. I swear. Like, hindi kayo ano. Hindi kayo maayos.
Pag i-google mo siya, nakakatawa.
Bakit mo kasi i-google talaga naman ang gwapo niya.
Ba't parang nag-face transplant?
Para siyang nag-face transplant.
No, kasi everything changed. Like, hello, yung mata niya and yung brows niya parang nag-iba. even the, I mean...
Well, the eyes are no longer just round.
Yeah.
Parang ginawa na nilang legit really eye shape. Uh-huh. I don't know nga if it's ano eh. I don't know if it's like... I don't know if it's a prequel.
Before he became the...
Or is
character.
It like... Or is it like... I don't know. Because he's a toy, remember?
Yeah.
So bakit siya parang naging totoong tao? Or maybe the person the toy was based on?
Yes, maybe. Maybe that's
so
it.
So it's not really the toy we're talking about. We're talking about the human that the toy was based on. That would be great.
So you're going to watch it?
Oh my God. I'm going to be lining up.
After all that, for sure.
Oh, sabi ni Milky Bear, good evening, listening from Canada. Ang gwapo nga ni Buzz Lightyear. Pero low-key lang naman reaction ko. I cannot. Nag-glow up talaga siya.
May glow up talaga. I agree.
May glow up siya.
Yeah, I see it all. I see it as well.
Nagulat talaga ako.
I see it, but you know, I wouldn't go as far as including him in my morning crush. But okay, go off, sis.
We support ya. Ay, nako. Ewan ko sa'yo.
I did not see that coming. I did not see that coming.
Grabe kaya.
Anyway. I mean, okay. Alright. Okay. So, okay. Something for you guys to Google.
Quick morning crush. So here we go, we've got... Oo nga, no? I always thought it was like a sequel. And then I realized that Buzz in the movie is not a person. He's a toy.
Yeah.
Kaya bigla napaisip tuloy ako na, oo nga, no? How can it be a sequel when he's a toy? There's no before Toy Story because he, you know... And then I realized, oo nga.
Is he a toy you'd like to add to your collection?
Oy, I don't do that kind of thing, ha? Not with Buzz. Malinis ang hangarin.
You have a lot of toys, eh. Di ba? You're a toy collector. So, would you like to have a Buzz Lightyear?
Di ba nga, I'm not a fan.
Well, now you are.
Pero di ba, like for example, there was a Disney collection for statues. Yung legit, ha? Yung
like
sideshow.
Okay.
Yeah, they had Captain Hook, I think. Maleficent. Oh. Parang villains nga lang yata eh.
Oh.
They had Maleficent.
My friends.
like amazing. Ang gaganda talaga. And they had like real cloth.
You didn't collect?
I wasn't like... I mean, I love Disney movies, but it's not something that I would collect.
Okay.
I would collect superheroes.
But I mean, at least Buzz is just like one character. You know what I mean?
Yes.
If you just want to add Buzz to your collection, you totally can.
I can. Well, maybe the out of costume Buzz.
Ito nga. Yung nag-glow up na ni
Buzz. Might.
Okay. We're still talking about Buzz Lightyear, by the way.
Sorry.
Gosh, I thought I missed a bullet, but apparently...
No.
Inabutan mo pa.
Okay, so, let me search this. Buzz Lightyear.
With hair. Lagay mo lang with hair. Lalabas na yon.
With
and
hair.
Fans are losing it, you know, because, you know...
Chico's losing it.
No! Diba? Twitter meltdown. Oh, everyone's just like saying...
My exact reaction.
Margie's looking at me bad. Pero diba, like, it's not the kind of, like, face that you would expect that Buzz would actually look like.
Yeah, I had to laugh when I saw the original face. Because I never paid attention to Buzz's face, you know, before.
It was always his costume.
Now that you pointed
diba?
It out.
Oh, diba? Ang laki ng ginlow up
niya. Parang nagpa-surgery.
Parang
nagpa-cosmetic enhancement.
Yeah, he had cosmetic enhancements because his original chin was like a circular thing.
Hindi,
yeah.
We were thinking, baka... Because obviously, you can't have like a backstory if you're a toy. Because Buzz was a toy. Baka it's the person, the real person... that the toy was based on?
It's possible.
We're guessing lang. Kasi the trailer doesn't tell you much. Pero parang totoo kasi he was like an astronaut. He was going to space.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, baka based yung toy na Buzz Lightyear.
Sa kanya.
Dun sa totoong Buzz Lightyear.
Maybe.
Yeah. And so here we go. Thanking the Super Malice Guy for the topic. Hashtag my underappreciated qualities. Number 10 from Genshin Impacto. I can reach the tip of my chin using my tongue.
Wow. you have a long tongue.
You have a long tongue. If you can do that.
Yeah, no, I can't do that.
I can't.
I can't, then. I tried already.
Yeah.
And to your nose?
Yeah, I can't do that either.
I can't do that either.
My tongue's pretty short, I think.
Sorry. And,
That's why it gets tired fast nga eh. Kaya nga napapagod agad kasi ang effort.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's good that we have stuck to what we were good at.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Number 9 from Juice Blank. Mabilis ako maglagay ng songs sa video kay, kaya lagi ko silang nauunahan. Alam mo yung mabilis siya mag-input.
Alam niya. Alam niya agad yung set niya.
Yung set niya. Memoriado na niya yung
numbers. I'm the opposite. I always don't know what to sing at karaoke. I'm like, what am I going to say? I don't know.
I wonder how I'll fare. Because I really just, I just don't. I don't go to the karaoke. I go to a karaoke, the very few that I've been to, as a spectator. Like, I've never joined in. I've never sung. I've never input a song. I've never participated. If ever, makikiinom lang ako. Ganun. So I wonder how my karaoke behavior will be if I actually joined in.
I'm not a karaoke guy. It's weird. Like, you know, they say that singers are always karaoke people. But I'm not used to singing other people's arrangements.
Mm.
That's just how I am. So that's why I avoid it. So I avoid karaoke as well.
Yeah.
I'm on your...
I've never. Oh. I just never have. And even when... And it's not even about like... Nako-conscious ako. Because even when I'm in a karaoke session with people who are like... Hands down, much worse than me. Na alam ko naman na pag kumanta ako, I'm pretty sure mas maayos naman kesa dun sa ibang kasama ko. I still don't.
It's
just
fun.
I'm just not into...
I mean, I like it, but it's not like... It's also not something I would probably initiate. Like, if somebody invited me...
You would go.
I would go, yeah.
Sure. No, kasi ako ganun eh. Like, I like the idea na parang, oh, yay, pero more for the company.
Yeah.
And the drinking and the eating.
And for me, once you get me going, I guess, that's when I get into it.
Yeah.
And especially when, I don't know, when I feel like, pangit boses. Let me take over. Let me say.
Let me show you how it's done.
Hindi naman. Pero you know what I mean.
Actually, parang ang mga ano, fun. Yung mga pagkunyari may party sa RX, tapos nag-start na magkaraoke. Tapos yung syempre ako, maaga-aga ako, mag-French exit na ako. When I come back for the show, in time for me to start the next day's show, I would see either Tom or Hazel still singing.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Oh, Tom. Yeah.
Hanggang
no.
umaga.
It's because, probably...
And Charlie.
Yeah, and
Charlie, Hazel, and Tom.
Charlie is like one of the early ones. Probably because I don't do it immediately. I let other people sing. Like, you know, go ahead. And then when like most people are done, that's when I guess we kind of start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hindi kasi ko mahilig makiagaw. Yung parang if y'all want to sing, go ahead.
Go
yeah,
it.
I don't mind. Like, I'm just gonna chill, chika, eat, enjoy. And then parang, oh, pag everybody's like, okay na kayo, okay.
And plus... Feeling ko ang konti nung makakanta ko. Like, I would probably just sing less than 5
Hello,
songs.
Puro Madonna.
No, I can't even, I won't even sing Madonna songs. Like, iba yung songs that you like to listen to and the ones that you would actually, I'm guessing ha, kasi yun nga, I've never really done karaoke, but feeling ko ang konti nung posible kong
makakanta. I just always think of like a song that I want to hear. And that's what I sing. Like,
okay.
What do I feel like singing? Oh, what's a song that, like, you know, I heard recently that I feel like singing?
End up singing.
Yeah, usually ganun.
Number 9.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. F you lang. There's someone who sent us something, si Jennifer Ancajas.
Okay.
Pixar's Lightyear trailer to infinity and we yawned.
And what?
And we yawned.
What's a we yawn?
We
Hindi beyond.
Yawn.
Ah. No, it's actually nice. Oh, I liked it. I've seen it.
It's like, they did a whole article on it, like, stating that it might be super boring.
No, not at all. Ay, you know naman, ano, minsan clickbait din naman yung mga... You know, like, what was that? Oh, The Batman. Remember how, like, when that came out, all the critics were like, it's the best Batman. It's the ultimate Batman movie, better than Burton, better than, you know, the...
But a lot of people didn't like
the
it.
Christian. No, but see, that's the thing. That's what I was getting at. Na parang everyone was like, it was like 99 on Rotten Tomatoes. And then once that comes out, there's the breed of critics who's like, ah, gusto nyo lahat, ha? Oh, sige, ito naman. Now we don't like it. Tapos lalabas naman yun. And it goes the other way around.
Yeah.
When a movie is trashed by all the critics, there's that other side of the critics who suddenly like, no, you know what? I disagree.
I liked it.
Yeah. That's how film criticism is. You should know this.
I mean, I know.
So, yeah, just because one article says they didn't like it, it doesn't mean it's bad.
Here na to, ah.
No. Because the reason I found it very interesting was because the trailer was good. Kasi nga parang like, why is he going to space? Isn't he a toy? Tsaka parang ang tao na siya. So, kind of gets you interested na parang, where are they going with this? Kasi wala nang Woody eh. Wala na rin si, what's the name of the boy?
Andy.
Wala na rin si Andy. And it's not Toy Story. So, you're kind of like, hmm. And there were other people wearing the same spacesuit. So, you're like, oh, it's a new universe. So, I don't know. I liked it.
So they showed the little green aliens?
No, wala na nga. It's completely...
It's like a whole new different story.
It's a different story. Parang hindi na siya Toy Story world. Wala na si Lotso. Wala na si green aliens. Wala na si Woody. But it's really good. It's really good. Number 8, coming from Maxim De Winter. My underappreciated qualities. Hindi ako marites. And when you brand certain people as marites, if you think about it, you don't brand people as non-marites gets.
Yeah.
Yung parang like, if you were to like, sino yung mga hindi chismosa? Nobody comes to mind. Yung parang, kasi nga, it's such an underappreciated quality. We hate people who are chismosa, but we don't praise people who aren't.
I agree.
Diba, no?
Yeah.
Like you never go, ito si ganito, okay to, hindi siya marites. We never do that. Which is weird. Given that everyone is so chismosa nowadays, parang
yeah,
we don't kind of like
celebrate
people who aren't machismis. Number 7 from the Super Malas Guy. Most of the time, napagkakama lang sa babae yung handwriting ko. I think it's very, if it's very neat and if it's very
pretty,
cursive, parang bilog-bilog.
Yeah.
And I know guys who have the Assumption handwriting. You know that very distinct. They say LaSalle and Assumption are the ones who are very distinct. Kasi kami yung Palmer, which I don't use because I'm horrible at it. And Assumption yung tusok-tusok. They have this weird, very, very
pointy
penmanship.
Okay.
It's very distinct. Like the moment I see it, I know it's Assumption. Because of the way it's patulis-tulis.
It's so interesting how you guys focus on handwriting so much here in the Philippines.
No, because if you're from an exclusive school, you become very particular. Not so much particular, but you know. Like ako isang tingin, I'm like, lasal ka ba? Kasi like once you see the very distinct Palmer, because our handwriting is called Palmer.
It's like your own font,
it's
basically.
It's so distinct. It's like your own font. Automatic yan. Minsan di ko kilala. Tapos pag nagsulat, lasal ka. And they're like, mm-mm. Kasi nga, I know. And
you recognize.
And same thing with Assumption. The moment I see that, kasi my BFF in UP was from Assumption. And we were together for the first 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, her handwriting, I will recognize it anywhere. Like, it's so clean. It's so neat. Tapos, tusok-tusok. Yung J niya parang triangle on its side. Ganun yung itsura.
Mm.
Number 6 from Archer Aguilar. My underappreciated qualities. My grit. I absolutely will not give up. The only time I'll stop chasing my goals is when I'm dead. And again, it's like being not marites. How... I mean, unless you're very in your face, parang it's a quality you don't...
Yeah.
Barely see. Number 5 from 7070, my underappreciated qualities. Kaya kong walain sa tono yung kanta para hulaan nila yung title. Oh, they say when you do it on purpose, na out of tune mo yung song.
Yeah.
Only really good singers can do that. yung parang because they know how, because they're perfect pitch.
You mean after they're doing it on purpose?
If they're doing it on purpose. Yung kunyari yung, sige nga, walain mo yung song na, kunyari, I don't know, My Way, kantahin mo pero out of tune. Na perfectly out of tune, only really good singers can do that. Unless you're talagang out of tune. I mean, that's a different story. Pero yung...
Because it's just really hard.
It's hard to make it out of tune.
Do it my way.
Diba? It's not easy. Like, a lot of people think, hello, andali-dali gawin yan. Try it. If nasa tono ka in general, try to sing something ng sadya na out of tune. It's actually difficult. But really good singers, they can do it flawlessly. Iibahin nila yung ano na parang mali-mali lahat. Yeah, so only mga perfect pitch daw can really like do that effortlessly. Number 4 from Rudes Antonio. My underappreciated qualities. Tahimik sa umaga, pero wild sa gabi.
Doon lumalabas yung ano mo.
Yeah, party
the animal
night.
Within.
Party.
Kasi if you're wild, it comes out. And if you're really like timid, it also comes out. So to be able to split yourself into two, now you're very timid in the morning and then wild at night. That's hard.
A lady in the streets, freak in the sheets.
Yep.
Basically.
Number 3 from Camilo, my underappreciated qualities. Right on target ako lagi magwiwi. Walang lagpas, walang talsik. Well, in urinals, that's why they put that fly there.
Ah, yeah.
Because that's the sweet spot, supposedly. Now, if you direct your stream there, it's not going to talsik everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh.
There is a sweet spot. Pero, in a bowl, I don't know. Can you control it?
I am not very good at controlling it.
I don't think you can control it. Well, ang alam ko, like, if I don't want to make a noise, I target it not at the water. I target it at the edge of the water and the porcelain. Yung kunyari where the water starts, right above it. That's where I target it. If I don't want it to, kunyari may ibang tao sa banyo and I don't want them to hear the wee-wee, I target it there. It's very quiet.
There was a time when I was younger when my lolo would always tell me to sit when I peed.
Oh, I know guys. Who do
really?
That? Who still sit when they pee.
Uh-huh.
But like, I never got into it. But yeah, there was a time when I would follow my lolo and just...
Yeah. And according to them, it's precisely because of that. So that it doesn't splash all over.
Yeah.
And they say it's just easier to clean the toilet if they pee sitting down. Kasi otherwise, punas ka ng punas, linis ka ng linis. And it, you know...
Yung nga kung hindi ka magaling mag-target.
Tumatalsik everywhere. So they just pee sitting down. Number 2 from Tito Grumpy, my underappreciated qualities, yung pagiging OC ko ang dahilan kaya malinis lagi at organized ang mga gamit sa bahay. Ako, this is something that I experienced because we always have kasambahay sa house. So I always think that the house looks like that. And then pag biglang umalis yung kasambahay namin, then you realize, oh, so much work
it
goes into
so
it.
It takes so much work and so much time.
And it doesn't always look this clean and neat. It's because, you know, people are doing it for you. And the moment they're gone, you realize how much work goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the top, my underappreciated qualities, comes from Mike Ferrer.
Mike Ferrer says,
since I'm the first one to arrive before anyone else sa office, nobody knows na ako ang tagalagay ng tubig sa dispenser, tagapuno ng tubig sa container ng CR, at tagamop ng sahig kung may tulo ng ulan.
Oh, wow.
Again, just like what we were talking about. You don't realize it because when you get there, it's done. There's water in the dispenser, everything's clean. You don't realize there's somebody who actually does that for you before everyone arrives.
Yeah, you have to show some appreciation.
Some appreciation,
kasi
yeah.
They make life so much easier for you.
Right? So there you go, the top 10, my underappreciated qualities. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag my underappreciated qualities in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10, The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today, and we got some greets.
Yes, we do. We want to say good morning to people texting us via Telegram and Viber 0961-1367-931. Hello to Archie. Good morning. Chico, thank you. Huwag tayo mag-judge sa mga may buhok. Hashtag appreciate the buhok.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Okay, Team Buzz. Hello to the Super James who says, did I watch Heartstopper? Now, yes, I did. Yes, I watched it last night. Everything. All 8 episodes. Good morning sa mga Nick and Charlie stans. Question, do you want a friend like Tao na super protective? Especially sa love life. No spoilers muna. Episode 6 pa lang ako. Okay, so he's not done yet. Sure, I guess. I don't know. Not really. I'm not into friends who hover too much. Because, yeah. You know, ultimately, it's up to me. Anyway, it doesn't matter how protective you are. Or, you know, how much you try to stop me from doing certain things because you feel like, you know, that's not good for you. I've never had a friend like that, actually. Maybe because I'm pretty strong-headed. It's not like you can stop me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So why try?
Ako din, actually.
I don't understand why people do that.
Yeah, and my friends aren't like that at all. And yeah, I think we have a good, you know, we have good boundaries. So,
yeah.
And I don't do that to my friends either.
Exactly.
Hello to Rhea, who sent us a huge photo of Buzz Lightyear, yung glowed up version.
Glowed up version.
Hello to Mark Enriquez, who says, good morning. Please greet my friends Nika Du from Dubai and Emmy Du from Vegas. You're always listening. Thank you. We appreciate
it.
Renz and Angelica. Also locked in right now. Good morning to Ben. And we want to say good morning to Alvin, Green-Minded Alvini, signing up for Buzz Lightyear Fans Club, founded by Chico.
What's Thank up you. To
Not Isidro. Good morning, Edward. John Paul, who says, it's my birthday today. Please greet me. I've been listening to the podcast every day ever since the world began. Jopet, Silent Rusher from New Zealand. So, happy birthday, Jopet!
Happy birthday, Jopet!
And hello to AC. And speaking of, happy birthday as well to our boss, Sir Chico.
Yes, happy birthday today!
Happy birthday,
and Mehan.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Torians! Let's say hi to a few people on Twitter. Hi to Mary Katsesa and Milky Bear, who says good evening from Canada. And ang gwapo nga ni Buzz Lightyear, pero low-key lang naman reaction ko. I cannot. Nag-glow up na siya. Hi to Juice Blank. And Archer Aguilar, who greets the usual Mama Juvie, Kuya Anthony, and Happy Pill. Hi to Moonbeal's girl, Devada, Art, and Melai Supergirl. And that's it for greets.
Morning.
Oh, Legal Millennials also locked in saying hi to Antoinette Yu.
All right, so here we go. We are thanking the Super Malas guy for the topic. Hashtag my underappreciated qualities. Let's start off at number 10 from the Super Malas guy. Nasa tamang baritone ako kapag kumakanta sa shower. Officially, what are you, Marky?
I'm Barry Bass.
Barry Bass? There's such a thing?
Yeah. It's like a soprano 2.
Oh.
Okay.
So it's like in between a baritone and a bass.
There's a tenor 1 and tenor 2, right?
There's tenor 1, tenor 2.
Difference being?
Barry tenor, which is similar to to tenor 2.
Tenor 2.
Like baritone is
Wait.
In between. Okay, so
what
baritone,
makes you a tenor 1? And what makes you tenor 2, for example?
Tenor 1 are the highest vocal
Is there a specific
for men
note that you can reach for you to be tenor 1? And then, like, what if you're tenor 2 but you can also reach what tenor 1 can reach?
I mean, okay, so for example, I sometimes vacillate between tenor 2 and Barry Bass.
Okay.
But I also do Barry tenor once in a while. But, like, I guess technically you'd call
oh,
me
you
a
know
baritone.
Barry, but...
I know. I caught that.
Never mind. Go on.
Okay, wait, let's talk about that later. but yeah.
Hindi kasi I've always got confused. Parang, is it just more of like, okay, you do this role because you can. But
usually it's because you can,
but
also depends on your range.
Like what if you're a baritone but for some reason kaya mong abutin yung tenor 1? Yung kayang abutin ni tenor 1, are you just bare...
It's more about how comfortable you are. So if you're very comfortable reaching those notes, then they'll put you up in tenor one. But if you aren't and you can't sustain it throughout, for example,
like a whole performance
as a choir, especially if you're a choir, right? Yeah. And you can't sustain that, then yeah, they'll put you down to a different section. It doesn't mean you're not a good singer. It just means your range doesn't fit that particular.
Kasi that's what I was thinking. Like, posible namang lahat kayo baritone, pero because for the purposes of the choir, since let's say baritone A can also do tenor one naman, ikaw na yung pinakamataas ang boses, sige, dito ka na muna. Like, is it more of like that, or are you generally one type? Or it depends on the role na, ay, kaya mo, mag-tenor one ka.
Parang verse. Parang verse.
For example,
versa.
Versa.
Yeah. Parang you can do both.
Usually if you're a baritone, you can go in between bass
either way
and tenor, because you can reach a lot of those notes. But if you're a tenor, usually you have a higher register. And I know a lot of people who are tenors who can reach higher notes.
Yeah.
And they're contra altos, I think is what it's called. So there are ones who reach higher notes like that. And there's contra bass, which are, I think there are a few people who can go lower than some of the bass notes as well. So usually it's around these notes.
Ako kasi, as a coloratura soprano.
Okay. I'm gonna drink my coffee.
As a coloratura soprano.
More like kulot soprano. Kulotero soprano.
As a coloratura, I usually just like, oh, okay. Sige.
Mali naman. Hmm. As a charoterang soprano, okay? Hindi coloratura. Charoterang soprano.
Ay,
is
nako,
more like
hater.
May soprano ako sa choir, ha?
Ay, talaga.
But you know what? I do feel like I admire people who are able to sustain it like forever.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like as you age, your voice just gets a little bit lower.
No,
I don't know. Maybe
fuller.
Because you don't practice as
fuller.
Much or maybe, yeah.
It sounds lower.
It sounds
a
little
But
you
lower. Still reach those notes. It depends on if it's a muscle, so you're working
right,
on it,
exactly.
Right? But if you can reach those notes when you're younger, normally you can reach it when you're older. You just have a little bit more depth in
and
your voice.
Maybe
Johnny.
Johnny depth.
Parang mas may effort na lang siguro when you don't get to do
and
it.
And like for example, for me, when I do theater plays, and when I do my solos, I'm singing higher notes, right? When I do the choir parts, I tend to go for the lower notes so that I preserve my voice for when I have to sing the big
Wait, but that's true. Like ako, I got raspier as I continued like hosting radio. Kasi nga parang, I guess because you overuse your voice.
And you modulate as well a lot.
Pero kasi like, to be fair, I don't modulate. Like ever since I wasn't into like solo DJing anymore. Kasi mas nagbo-modulate kapag solo ka eh. Kasi Monster, RX, you know what I mean? But since we started doing the whole like two people, three people,
that's just
four
like,
people.
You know, you're just having a conversation.
I'm just having a conversation. I just think it's overuse.
You know what's funny?
So I got raspier.
I did a voiceover project for something. And then, so I sent my voiceover and the note was, pwede daw pong pa-modulate. And I was like, modulated na yan eh.
Yan na yun eh.
Yan na nga. Nag-modulate na ako eh.
Maybe speaking voice goes lower. But, singing voice.
It's difficult. Because I remember.
Your range is your range.
I remember growing up always struggling with the lower notes. Because obviously you can probably tell by how I sound when I speak. I do have a higher register. So it's that's always been like difficult for me. Yung mapagsisimula, parang hirap na hirap. Like you barely reach it. You know what I mean?
It's like Kayla. It's not that she has a problem with the lower notes because she sings very, very well.
Yeah.
It's just when you hear her talk, It's so bright.
You can tell.
So you can tell she's super soprano.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Right?
But with you, super soprano, as opposed to coloratura soprano, there's a super soprano, there's a mega soprano.
No, but I mean, no. I mean,
there's an ultra soprano.
Super is just the superlative. But like, she is.
But you can tell by the quality.
Hella soprano.
By the quality of the voice. Like with Marky, you know, even your speaking voice, it sounds.
It's barrier.
Yours is
low.
Okay.
It's lower. So
you've got a lower voice.
But so like, I literally have to wake up every morning before performing and start talking in a higher register so that I can reach those higher notes and I'm more comfortable with it. But like on a regular basis, I speak like this. It's a little bit lower.
Oh, the few times that we actually like, I actually had to sing. Yung mga sa school, yung mga, not even choir, like more like yung, we had to think kasi na each section will go up against each other to sing something as a choir.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have a choice. Like, as a class, you will have to sing. Yun, they would always put me as tenor two. Like, there would always be, there will always be people who have a higher voice, but because my voice is generally high.
How low can you go?
Yeah, you have a very high voice, actually.
I have a very high
voice.
Yeah,
listen,
even your speaking voice. Yeah, we can tell.
Not just a speaking voice, but like, for example, when we do those little things.
When we sing-ish.
Christmas events or whatever, where you have to take the higher key.
Yeah.
We give it to you because you can reach those notes.
Yeah, because yun nga, I've got a very high voice, which was also one of the reasons I felt strange being in radio, because radio, if you were a male, you were supposed to have a low voice, especially before. Now not anymore.
This is Sir Lou ang baba.
Right?
O, diba?
Kasi talaga during a certain time talaga, that was how you were supposed
to sound.
To sound. So when people like me came along, it was like medyo different. You kind of like stood out because everyone had this very big booming manly voice. Tapos ako, "Hi, this is Chico Garcia." You know, and it was such a high pitched voice.
But you know, even for females, right?
Yes.
In radio before, like you would hear people, "Good evening, everybody."
Like
wants
sultry.
Her. Yeah, like you have sultry. To sound like a little husky.
They have to have lower. Like, it's a lower register as well for women.
Yeah. In general, I think.
In general.
So for both men and women, they expected you to have lower registers.
A little bit.
When I came in already, because at that point, marami na rin na higher
kasi
register.
Kasi parang after that, it became more like your content.
Yeah.
Like what your personality. Pero there was really a time dati you had to register a certain way.
Feeling ko before, mas pinaprioritize pa yung the way you sound as opposed to what you say.
Yeah.
And how you deliver, you know, your
skills. Yeah, because now, no to voice shaming.
I
no,
agree.
Totoo. No, even when I know, even when like I invited you to audition for RX, that was one of the things in my head. It's gotten to the point where we didn't really have male DJs anymore with low voices. Parang lahat na nung male voices medyo on the higher register.
Yeah, sina Alvin.
Yeah,
sina diba? JC.
So. You have a generally lower
a booming voice, especially in the morning.
Yeah, pero before lahat katunog mo, and like I was the minority. Everyone had big booming voices.
Because now you know you can listen to the radio and hear a Disney princess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Shout out to Kayla.
Daming shout out ni Kayla. Some shady, some not so shady, Christian Marky.
I love KK. Love you, KK. Happy you're working at RX. I'm annoyed. I'm messaging her kasi whenever I listen. I'm like, good job.
Pero I have to admit, ang sexy din kasi talaga. For me as a listener, ang sexy ng lower register.
Thanks.
You know, parang there's something about it that tickles your ear.
Tickles your fancy.
Yung pag may boom, no, yung voice. Di ba, like, mababa eh. Mababa kasi, di ba? Maganda.
Shots fired from both sides.
Kakasabi nga natin, booming voice, di ba? Yun ang hinahanap natin.
Boom panes.
Oo, may mga ganon. May mga ganon.
I should have left earlier. Could have made
it
8.
Para hindi na inabutan. And number 9 from 7070. My underappreciated qualities, sobrang down to earth ko. below sea level pa nga. Yeah, because parang yun nga, when you're low-key, like, people like it, but it's not necessarily celebrated. Yung parang, if you're down to earth, unless you're a celebrity. Pag sa celebrity, you are celebrated for being down to earth.
Kasi parang people like, think, you know, you have everything.
You could be masungit and people will still love you. But look, you know, you're like,
extra nice.
You're extra nice. Pero regular people, you're expected to be down to earth.
Yeah.
So when you're down to earth, you rarely get praised for it.
Sometimes people mistake other people for not being down to earth. Maybe yeah. Because, like, for example, I do consider myself down to earth, but I'm also maarte. You yeah. know what I mean? But you can be yes. both. I feel like, yeah, I am maarte naturally, but if I need to adapt, I can. Yeah. I will.
And sometimes you have off days. Like, people yeah. need to understand.
Totoo yan. Totoo yan.
That you can't be perfect every single time you meet.
You can't
person.
Be on.
You can't be on 24/7. All the time.
Mm, yeah. I know that's right.
For me naman, I think a lot of people mistake my shyness for being not down to earth. Because I usually keep
but
to myself.
Snob.
They think I'm a snob. When actually I'm just like, because if I don't know you, if we haven't been introduced, I have a tendency to keep to myself. Even if, let's say, especially tayo, di ba, mahilig tayo pumunta ng events.
Yeah.
So when we go to events, we more or less see the same people. Pero I feel like I'm so overly proper to a fault. Feeling ko, kahit nagkikita tayo every single time there's an event, but we've never actually been introduced. Parang I don't have a right to say hi to you.
Yeah.
But I know that's the wrong mentality. You just yeah. say hi to everyone, period. And people will love you for it. I just can't get myself to do it because I'm very shy.
What do they call that again? Soft? Is it soft skills? Soft speaking skills?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. Basta, is there a term for it?
I forgot. Basta there's a term for that. When you're good at speaking to people that you randomly meet.
Actually, it's not even speaking eh. Alam mo yung you just do a nod and a smile.
Yeah.
Because you already saw each other 2-3 events ago. Mm. I can't do that. Kasi feeling ko parang, ay, ang kapal ko naman.
You don't even want to look at them.
Yeah, because I feel like parang ang press ko na parang, what makes you think I remember you? Parang ganon.
Mm. Yeah.
So, it's an insecurity, I guess. So, I have a tendency to not say hi. But if, let's say, a celebrity who we guested, na feeling ko maalala ba niya na nag-guest na siya dito. And then he or she goes, hey, Chico, I'm super comfortable na. And I'd be like, hello, hi, hey, how are you?
Yeah.
Chichikahin na kita kasi at least I get that parang go signal from you.
Usually, you just wait.
I kind of take my cue from other people. Ang problema, if I encounter people who are like me,
then you're just both quiet.
We will probably go away thinking, ay, suplado siya. Ay, mm. suplada siya.
Yeah.
Because we probably know that we know each other. But we ignore each other.
Yeah.
So, we'll come away with, like, you know.
Eh, paano kung nakita mo sa party, tapos friends kayo before, and then nag-hi ka, and then dead ma, kasi sikat na siya sa state.
Ay, iba yun. pero I have to say, sometimes it gets overridden.
What?
That shyness of mine. I remember, when I went to this event, I was invited. It was a Cosmo event. And I saw this celebrity. And usually I'm like, I'm not going to like go to a celebrity just because, right? But I did. I said, hi, I'm Chico. And yeah, hello. I'd just like to introduce myself. I don't remember
so,
the name of the celebrity.
Nag-trigger? Ano yung nag-trigger na biglang lumakas yung loob mo?
Baka uminom ng Novelino wine.
Hindi. First time ko kasi siya nakita ever ng live.
Sa Bachelor Bash?
No, it wasn't the Bachelor Bash. It was like more like parang women, parang most awesome women event.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Siya ba yung host?
No. Guest din lang. So alam mo yun, like literally, pagkita ko, I had a drink in my hands, nakita ko, nagsa-stand alone din siya.
Novelino kasi.
Tapos, you know, with a drink. So I was like, this is my chance. And this was like before pa nag-guest siya. So I was like, hey, you know, just being on radio, it's the only reason why I approached you. You might want to guess one of these days. And
wow!
It was so, like, who are you? You're not Chico. You're so
how much
brave.
Do you have to drink?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yun yung perfect ano, example yata. Nung pag may alak.
May balak.
May balak mag-invite sa show.
Mag-invite. Uh-oh. So, lumapit lang ako and I introduced myself. I never do that. I never do that.
He's so suave when he drinks.
And I was like, this is my chance. Let me shoot my shot.
Oh, wow.
And then, pagka ano ko nga, parang sabi ko, you know, part of a radio show. Sabi niya, of course. I listen to your show all the time. And then,
kinilig si, ano.
Tapos, ano nangyari? Nag-guess.
Alam mo,
how many times?
Actually, hindi pa.
So
tapos,
hindi pa si,
matagal
ano.
Pa, matagal pa before siya nag-guest eventually. And then, we generally stay together for most of the event. Kasi
sino to?
Kasi siya eh, hindi ko na maalala.
Hindi, kasi...
Hindi ko na maalala.
Kasi nag-guest na eh, so... Send mo na lang sa amin.
Hindi ko na maalala. Alam
name,
mo,
contact
parang,
information.
Maybe because I drank, so I don't really like remember the name. Pero basta naalala ko, nagawa ko siya. Na lumapit ako sa celeb, introduced myself.
Pero nag-guest siya, and then nakalimutan mo yung name.
Oo, parang got all fuzzy.
You got the warm and fuzzies when that person guessed that.
Huh?
Okay.
Ilang beses nag-guest?
Parang apat.
Okay. Gusto mo i-remind ka namin kung ano yung name?
Hindi na. Okay na tayo.
Initials, gusto mo.
Okay na rin. Parang goods na. Goods.
May kasama ka bang PA? I mean, like, for example,
wala, mag-isa lang ako.
Eh siya, wala siyang kasama ang PA.
Wala din. Ah. Wala din.
Pero siya, PA ba siya?
Hindi ko na nga maalala. Sinabi na nga hindi maalala eh. Ay, nako. And number 8 from Juice Blank. Pero grabe, ito.
Be a professional actor.
It was so unlike me. The way I navigated the whole situation.
Yeah. Now or never situation kasi yun eh, I think.
Now or never. And I realized if push comes to shove,
kaya.
I shoot my shot. No matter how scary, no matter how ano. Like, meron naman ako nun. Despite my meek exterior, meron din naman akong tiger inside of me. And,
okay.
And
ready
can.
To pounce.
I will, you know, if need be, you know.
Tiger or cougar?
At the time, tiger.
Tiger pa lang.
At the time, tiger. At the time, tiger. Number 8 from Juice Blank. Kaya kong magkwento na parang may kwenta yung sinasabi ko. Kahit wala naman talaga. Yung magaling ka magbenta ng kwento and you feel like ang daming substance. No? Hello, a lot of people have that talent, especially if you're into politics. Mm. You know, like sometimes they're saying so much without saying anything.
Oh, yeah.
When you hear some politicians talk, you're like, been listening for 10 minutes and I have not gotten a single piece of relevant information from this speech. Like a lot of words but very little meaning. Yeah.
Truth. Especially their followers.
And number 7 from Archer Aguilar. My underappreciated qualities, my innocence. I will really always believe in the good of people. Up until you do me wrong. So siya talaga yung innocent until proven guilty. Yung, you're a good person until you do something bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kasi ako, when a person shows you who they are, believe it. Believe them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, like, sometimes, if they do something bad to me and they have a track record of being good to me, it'll take a while. It'll take a few strikes before they're out.
I get it.
Pareho
yeah.
tayo. But you know me, you know, I will be very patient. I will be very forgiving. But if you push me to a certain level, it's done. And I usually don't bounce back.
Pag na-reach mo na yung limit mo.
You know what? There was this one time, like, ano na, after the show, naalala ko yung conversation natin about it. And I actually tried to look back as far back as I could. Did I ever... like become friends again with somebody na yung umabot na dun sa level na yun. And I tried. Sabi ko, baka naman I'm just blocking it out. Because, you know, for all you know, one of my friends now, nagkaroon pala kami ng ganun in the past. Nakalimutan ko na. But I really can't remember.
You know what? Same. There are a lot of people that I have gotten into fights with after being really good friends for long periods of time.
Yeah.
And even if we've made up and, you know, started hanging out again or whatever, I still cannot forget.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
And marami din ako nung we had major fights that could have been like FO levels, pero we're like besties now. Pero kasi at the during the really really bad fight, hindi pa ako nagigive up. I always leave that little window na hindi magbabatirin kami yan. You know, let's just give each other space. Nandun ako sa zone na yon. Pero yung mga talagang like
FO
I'm
levels.
Done. I'm really done.
I don't remember.
Ako,
I've never.
Like, there are names that come to mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
exactly.
When we talk about these things, I'm
there's a
list of like six.
I've never actually had like a friendship breakup like that. Or like, I've never stopped being friends with someone because we fought. Because the thing with me is, I don't become friends with people right away. I mean, I'm nice to people, right? In general. But parang, for me, once I consider someone a friend, it's very, very, very rare for me to unfriend someone.
If ever nagkaroon kayo na falling out, you never considered them friends.
Maybe we were never friends to begin with. Like, maybe we were...
acquaintances.
Kind of friends. Oo.
Pero, hung out.
Pero parang kasi once I consider someone a friend, it's usually for good.
Yeah.
Which is also why... sometimes people think I'm also kind of a snob because I don't get close right away with people. I don't get comfortable right away with people. I'm just like on a hi, hello, good morning, good evening basis with
a
lot of people.
Basta magiging friend.
Parang I only consider people that I actually get to know on a personal level. Yun lang yung parang for me talaga na there's a friendship there.
Yeah. Although I do have acquaintances that I had very bad first impressions of.
That you became friends with.
Eventually we became friends.
Right.
So I have a list of those two, and in my head I can think of who they are. And interestingly enough, they're mostly men. The ones that the other side of the coin that I was friends with for a long time and then biglang falling out are mostly women.
Oh, that's interesting.
I know one particular person. Binabati dati tapos biglang di na niya binabati.
Sino?
Hello, binabati mo dati nung bago ka tapos biglang sinishade mo na.
Ah, yes.
Now I know. Okay, I get it. Okay. Ang slow ko. I was thinking...
But that's okay. Different.
That's different. Yeah, I was going to say... It's based on something kasi.
We were never actually
like personal friends.
And not hang out,
in the Pokemon world. I only have one like friend and that's Chico.
Ano ba yung pinipigilan ko ng ashe?
Talaga. Let me just take a sip of my tea.
I'm gonna take a sip of my coffee.
Alam mo yung, notice how I was trying to talk over him na parang hindi na niya i-continue yung talk.
I have to say the tea is extra tasty today.
No, I mean, I have other friends, but they're also friends from other things. But like, you know, Chico's like my friend, but also my Pokemon friend.
Yes. And number 7 from Archer Aguilar. Ay, yeah, that was Archer. From Jungkook's girl. Kaya kong i-compartmentalize ang work persona ko from my real life persona. You know, this is a very interesting point. Because I don't know how you guys feel about it. Pero ako talaga, kunyari mag-away tayo. You know, I'm the kind of person who would be like, yeah, but you know, work is work. And when it's time to work, I can work with you. Kasi merong tao na parang like, eh magka-away tayo eh. I can't work with you. Ako talaga, I can like compartmentalize the personal from the professional. And even if, let's say, kahit sabi mo pang hindi tayo nag-uusap off-air, I can work with you. Because for me, it's work.
Yeah, but you just don't produce, in my experience.
Yeah.
I can also do that. I can work with you if I'm forced to, but I have to say the work is affected.
Example.
Oh,
kunyari, hindi ko gusto
dilemma.
Yung ano, diba? Yung naging partner ko. Let's say, for
sige,
example.
Sige.
And then, you know, I don't really, like, let's say we don't have anything in common. We're just like, we don't vibe. We're not friends. I feel like, especially in this industry, it will affect your output.
It will come out.
Because you're supposed to have, you know, good chemistry, right?
Yeah.
In a radio show, for example.
Well,
so,
yeah, the radio
diba,
show especially.
Ang hirap to not be friends with someone eh. Talagang it's difficult.
Hindi, kumbaga, magiging very cursory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But mga anong year?
It's not gonna last very long, that I will yes. tell you. The partnership will probably yes. not last.
No, but for acting, for example, it's a different story because you have scripts.
That is true.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially if it's theater.
Mm.
There have been people that I heard of from the grapevine that hate each other in mm-hmm. real life but have to kiss on TV or...
Oh!
Yeah. They have, for the scene.
And they make it super believable.
And they make it super believable. And then after that, they don't talk anymore.
Yeah.
Hindi, pero like, ano eh, like, diba, we've talked about this many times. Some of the most iconic partnerships in entertainment couldn't stand each other. Remember, like, Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd had one of the biggest hits ever with Moonlighting. That's where Bruce started before he became a movie star. Their partnership was iconic. But, like, after the show ended, everybody found out that they could not stand each other. They loathed each other. But the... Siguro kasi that's what makes the chemistry so good.
Yeah.
Kasi there's like literal sparks between them. Kasi yung shtick ng Moonlighting, they were always fighting. But you kind of knew like deep inside...
May sexual tension.
May sexual tension. That's why the show kind of failed after they let them go to bed. Kasi parang nawala na yung the tension. Because they already did it. Tapos parang bumaba na yung ratings after that. But yeah, like a lot of you know, you get to read a lot of those stories na the actors hated each other, but their on-screen chemistry was amazing.
Oh yeah.
Like amazing.
Nina Dobrev and the guy that played Stefan in The Vampire Diaries, Paul
yes.
Wesley.
Yeah.
But they're
Before.
Super like besties now.
Now
but at the time when they were filming, they didn't like each other. Even Dakota Johnson and Jamie Dornan, 50 Shades. Like,
really?
In the beginning, they weren't, like, feeling each other. But, yeah.
Or even, you know, platonic relationships like, what's her name? Sarah Jessica Parker.
And Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall.
Oh, yes.
There's
exactly.
also Blair and Serena, Leighton Meester and Blake Lively. They weren't enemies, but they weren't besties either. But they seemed like besties in the show.
Exactly.
It was super convincing.
So, hindi, ako yun talaga. Ako, I think I can even... Maybe not the way we talk on the show, pero like, I would like to think it would still be an entertaining show if I worked... But as long
you could
as,
work around it, I guess.
As long as we get along with... Yung we have something to talk about.
Yeah.
Kunyari, hindi lang tayo vibe.
Yeah.
Pero we like the same things. We have strong opinions
but
about...
But I promise you, it gets tiring.
It gets tiring.
It gets tiring. You can only take so much. At some point, it just becomes not fun for you anymore.
At saka parang...
Like, you don't look forward to going to work na. You're like...
It feels oppressive.
Yeah. Kasi it's extra work. Let's face it. It's extra effort on
it
your
is.
Part.
It is.
I guess.
Hey, I just got the... message from Juice Blank. Uncharted was pulled out of Philippine cinemas over South China's DMAP.
Also?
Yeah, the movie of Tom Holland.
No wonder! You know, I wanted to watch it. Tapos kasi nakita ko that it was in the cinemas. Tapos parang after a couple of days, I was like, okay, I'm ready to watch it na.
Wala na.
And I was like, ang bilis naman. So same thing as the animated movie.
Yeah,
yes.
The one we were talking about a couple of days ago.
Why would you
interesting.
The 9-dash map? It's stupid.
And number 5 from Memski, magaling akong mang-guilt trip para makuha ko ang gusto ko.
Manipulative!
That is a skill.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, like, it's not something that you can see at once. usually it takes years before you realize somebody is very manipulative.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not a very obvious trait. And exactly, if they're good at it, you don't know you're being manipulated. And number 4 from Milky Bear, lagi ako nagsishare ng notes sa GC. Tapos lahat sila seen lang. And it's not like they don't use it. It's just that they've gotten... You know when you do something for somebody all the time, even when they're not asking for it, they appreciate it, but they take it for granted?
Because
it's always there. Yung, imagine mo, kunyari tayo. Tapos kunyari, I would bring breakfast every day. You know, I'm pretty sure you're thankful, pero it will come to a point that you will take it for granted that I always bring food.
Yeah.
And then before and you then know it, you stop, don't... You don't like, appreciate it until I stop bringing food. Parang ganon.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Number 3 from Neil Banda. My underappreciated qualities. I have a good sense of smell. Especially BS. I can smell it a mile away. I'm a little gullible, I have to say. I'm not a... I don't trust people easily, but I tend to believe things. If you tell me something, I automatically assume you're probably telling the truth. I have to
You don't question.
Yeah.
I don't always question. So I try to be more vigilant, but I don't always succeed.
If okay, so if one of your senses was heightened, which one would you think? For example, for
literal
now,
senses?
Literal
kasama
senses.
Yung mga spider sense, sixth sense.
No, well,
or literal senses.
Literal senses.
Hearing. I would want to hear what people are saying behind my back.
Oh.
Yung alam mo yung lalo na when they see me from afar. Yung kaya at party, tas dumating ako. Hi, hi. It's like seeking what are these bitches talking about? Na parang, oh, ayun na siya.
Actually,
ayun
yeah.
na yung buisit. Mga ganon.
Gusto ko din yun.
At least maririnig
oh,
ko.
Din, that's a good one. That's a good one.
But I realized, initially I was like, oh my gosh, my hearing is not very good, right? But then I realized from a friend, Marky, ang talas ng tenga mo. Naririnig mo lahat. I'm like, and then, so why can't I hear the starting notes sometimes when they start playing my minus ones? In they're like, because you don't really mind. You don't really care. But when you care, your ears are always there.
Because if there's nothing, there's no interest, you don't have to hear it.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to like, what are they saying about me? Suddenly, ang sharp ng pandinig mo. Number 2 from Camilo, my underappreciated qualities. I am a baby and toddler whisperer. Napapatahan ko agad ang mga umiiyak at nagwawala ng bata.
I have the opposite superpower.
You do.
I can make them cry.
Even if they're okay, they will cry when Hazel's there.
Di naman, if I make them cry.
If you make them cry.
Uh-uh.
Ako parang, I'd say, kunyari 1 to 10. 10 being baby whisperer, 1 being the opposite. I'm like a 7 and 8. Like, I'm pretty good at it. But, pag nagwawala na, parang hindi ko yata kaya.
You know what? Sames.
Yeah, but I'm generally good with kids because I'm also good with, like, pets. So, I have a feeling yung maganda yung vibe ko sa ganun na yung, like, I don't know.
Ginagawa ko silang tropa, mga kids.
Yeah, same with
like,
me.
Like, yo, what's up?
Same with
we're,
me.
You know, I know I'm a little bit taller than you, but mentally, we're the same age.
Yep. Same. We
you know what?
Friends.
I think I can also make them stop crying. Kasi usually, yun nga, I will make them cry and then I also make them stop crying. I can do it. You know what I mean?
Actually, parang pare-pareho tayong tatlo eh. Diba? Like, Marky and I are like mental age kids. Si Hazel naman will also treat you like an adult because Hechi will actually even frame you even if you're a kid.
No!
Frame you for
it.
A crime she committed.
I did no such thing. Okay,
you
it was not
her.
My fault that my nephew broke his arm.
Under your care.
I was just standing there watching them play, okay?
Tapos, nung na-injure yung pamangkin niyang lalaki, binlame niya dun sa pamangkin niyang babae na, you should have been watching him!
Because they were the ones playing! I was far away!
It's your fault, your brother's and injured.
And I said, kasi gusto niya niyang pumali, umuwi. Ang kulit mo kasi wanted to stay. We were supposed to leave. See, now look what happened. Oh.
I think they should put all three of us in a children's party and see if they can tell. See if they can tell which ones the kids are, which ones the kids at heart are.
Aye.
And the top, my underappreciated qualities, comes from Maxim De Winter.
Maxim De Winter says,
kaya kong mag-multitask. Tinan mo, for example, sleeping while at work. So,
galing.
Kaya-kaya niya. O, sino nakakagawa nun? Can you imagine? Nasasubmit mo yung proposal mo kahit tulog ka.
Grabe siguro nung work from home, sobrang dami ng...
Did you see that viral picture? Gumanya. Yung normalize napping at work. Tapos, di ba they have their desks, right?
Yeah.
So, it's a picture of this series of desks na may computer on top of each desk. Tapos, di ba there's a space underneath?
Yeah.
Where you can put your chair in, right?
Ah, you're okay.
Ang ginawa nila, since malalim yung, ano, there's a cot underneath
No, I know that. Yung seats nila. Para siyang recliner. Para siyang recliner na.
Pwede mo siyang gawing mababa. Mm. Tapos, you can completely lie down and insert yourself under your table.
So that parang half lang your body
parang kang naka-pod.
Out, uh-oh.
Yeah, and I was like, that's an amazing idea.
But you know, it actually, I think, makes people more productive.
It really does.
Kasi it's difficult to work kapag you're sleepy.
Totoo yan.
Sometimes all you need maybe is, I don't know, 15 minutes and then you're good to go again.
At saka at least you have that option. Kunyari lunch break. Kung hindi ka naman nagugutom.
Maraming ganun, ha?
Na
may nakikita
instead of
ako.
Eating lunch, or maybe just eat a quick snack. Eat your sandwich and then sleep.
And then nap.
Yeah. Like, eat for 10 minutes and then you nap for 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Diba?
Sounds like a plan.
I'm down for that. I would do that.
Hey.
I would really do that. So there you go. We do have two more batches, but when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
We'll see you guys there.
TMR Top 10 The Morning Rush Top 10
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And we are live on Facebook.
We are live on Facebook. I am taking over. Hazel has an event. And,
yes.
It's great to be back on board.
But I think she'll join us then.
She will be joining us.
Yeah. Okay.
Just walking home or probably taking a grab. One of the two.
All right, so here we go. Let's do the top 10, my underappreciated qualities. Number 10 from ODH. I love cleaning the house. I love organizing stuff. I love washing dishes. Ako kasi may mood, but I do get it. Meron akong mood na like, you just want to organize everything in your room. You just want to fix things, clean things. But it's not a regular thing. Most of the time, I'm not into it.
I'm super good at that.
Oh, we know
so
that.
I have
been in your car and your condo.
I have never really been one to be like, okay, I need to clean this.
But you never got that itch to just clean everything?
There have been times, but they're very rare.
Ako rin naman.
They're like, and far in between. Maybe around every 3 years.
Grabe naman yung everything.
No, I mean like literally. Well, there are times when I'm like, okay, this is really messy. This is getting really, really bad. Fine, I'll clean up. Or maybe sita ako. So I have to clean up. It's one of those two. But if it was a regular basis, a regular day, I'd be like, I have other things to do.
To
I have
do,
more
yeah.
important things to do, especially if they're work related.
Cleanliness is important. Okay? FYI.
I take showers.
Cleanliness of the habitation is important. Mm-hmm.
I know, but I'm already such a mess. It's just not my forte. So that's why we hire help.
That's true.
Yes.
Number 9 from Maxim De Winter. Never ako naging highest scorer. Pero never din naman ako bumagsak. Kahit di ako mag-aral lang todo. I have failed once. Pero ano eh, like, the only bagsak I ever got was not a regular subject. It was thesis. Because what happened was I enrolled, but I was already working in radio at the time. Not RX pa, but like, I enrolled and then I completely forgot. Can you imagine?
You forgot you had a thesis.
I'm a college student and then I started working on radio. Can you imagine how excited I was? Like, are you even kidding me? Is this really real? Is this really happening? Am I really a radio DJ? So, alam mo yung, I was such on a such a high that I had my first job. Tapos radio pa. That literally, I forgot that I was enrolled. Kasi diba pag thesis, wala
How
namang...
How do you forget that you're enrolled?
No, because there's no classes. Diba you just go to your advisor, tapos you just... Yun, you just get advice. Now, oh, here's my topic. This is what I've done so far. So, alam mo yun, I kept putting it aside na parang, I'll visit her one of these days. And then before you knew it, parang nung ready na ako mag-submit, tapos na pala yung SEM. And I completely forgot that it was done. The semester was over. I never visited her once.
It's so funny that you say this because, like, if people were looking from the outside in, they would think that between the two of us, I would have been the one to fail my thesis. But I actually did very well and almost got an award for it.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, when I got to college, I was like, okay, I gotta shake things up. I gotta move past all of my fails in high school. Because I failed a lot of high school.
Yeah. I never failed a regular subject. Kasi alam mo, feeling ko kasi, kung if thesis required attendance, like yeah. I had to go to school, I probably would have aced it. It's just that if you give me that option to just come in when I feel like it or when I'm ready, wala, hindi yun. I was just so excited about working. Completely forgot that I was enrolled. It was the first time
you know,
in class that I've...
It happened. But did you end up doing a thesis after that?
I had to re-enroll and then finish my thesis.
So you had to pay for the previous semester and...
Of course. Because when you're enrolled, diba, you pay in full. You don't pay after. So it was fully paid for. I just completely
forgot.
Yeah. That was so weird. That was actually.
Pero hindi siya nag-text.
To be honest.
Hindi siya nag-message sa iyo, huy.
No, hindi. Bahala ka. Di ba ganun naman ang ano? Ganun naman ang teachers. Well, at least in most teachers I know, it's not my job to remind you to come to class. You do it. If you don't show up, I'm just going to fail you.
We have ano eh. Like I mean, I guess in our school, we were told that you need to finish this. And you need to finish that.
Well, parang it's a given kasi that you do need to finish. And true. you know the consequences of your actions, right? Like, if you don't show up, you fail. But although, I must say, parang it was more like I didn't enroll the next semester. I realized that, you know, okay, I don't think I can do this. So I didn't enroll muna. I left a couple of semesters.
Okay.
And then when I was ready, I was like, okay, let's finish this thesis. Then I enrolled.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 8 from Queen of Deadma. I can make you feel that you're stupid without telling you that you are. Like, I'll never insult you. I'll never tell you that you're stupid, but I'll make you feel it.
Ah, yes.
Sa akin kasi, if you're very technical, if you're very smart and you start talking to me about things that I don't understand, that's the fastest way to make me feel stupid.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't understand anything they're saying.
It's like me talking to Chico about Pokemon PvP.
Yes. I'm like, what was that? Okay.
Why again?
I do know that water is strong against fire. That's about it. That's about
Good
it.
Job.
Yeah, because I'm water puts out fire.
Yes.
Number 7 from Christopher Salvador. My underappreciated qualities. Madalas ako mag-rant, but I still do my best and never slack off. That's a good trait. Yung kunyari at work, yung andami mo reklamo. Reklamo 1, reklamo 2, reklamo 3. But just because you have stuff that you complain about, it doesn't mean you don't give good output.
Yes.
Diba? Yung parang, yes. Yeah, I don't like this, I don't like that, but you know what? I'm going to do my job because that's what I'm paid for.
But, you know, that's exactly what happened very recently when I drove to La Union.
Yeah.
And when I was actually there, like, normally I don't complain, I just get to it.
Yeah.
But when they tell you one thing before going in and you get there and it's a completely different thing.
Yes.
Then you have something to say. Because okay. that's not what was originally said.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still going to do the work. And I'm
that's
still going to memorize those lines. But I will complain.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Because this is not what you told me you were going to do
exactly.
in the beginning.
Just like Krister. I'll rant. I'll complain. I'll speak up. But I'll do my best.
Yes.
Yeah. Number 6 from Genshin Impacto. Yung alpha male ako, pero kaya ko magboses babae. And this is hard. That you think it's easy.
It's tough.
You think you can just go, hi, I'm a girl. Like, you know, you know when it's a girl and when it's a guy trying to sound like a girl.
The old man and Family Guy is shaking.
You know, we. I have a funny story. Here in RX, there was this one time we needed to release a commercial already.
Okay.
But all the female jocks and all the female employees have already left. So parang dalawa tatlong lalaki na lang kaming natitira dito. And we're like, we need to finish this. We need to voice this and finish this. My gosh, we couldn't breathe. Tawa kami ng tawa kasi we were trying legit, ha? Legit. Sabi namin, look, we're all professional DJs. We can do this. We can pretend we're women.
I want to hear you.
So,
do
kunyari,
it, do it, do it. Go.
So, okay. Our top 10 for today is my underappreciated qualities. Thanks to Super Malice Guy for the topic. Please include The Morning Rush and my underappreciated qualities in all your tweets.
Paging Disney, we have a new Mickey Mouse.
Tapos, ito yung nakakatawa. Like, we were like, oy, seryoso na. Don't make fun. Like, really try to sound like a woman. And we, talagang hinugot na namin from whatever skills we have as professional broadcasters to try and sound female. It was a train wreck. Nakakatawa yung tunog. Try it. Try it. Like, legit, try. Like, if your life depended on it, let's say there's this monster who will only devour males and you had to pretend to be a female.
Monster RX 93.1.
I can't.
I'm telling you, it's impossible.
It's impossible. Because
you can't.
You sound like the guy from Family Guy.
And you
Hello,
think you sound
Chris.
Any better?
I actually don't.
You don't.
But I'm not even trying. So, you told me to try.
So let's try to do the top 10.
Like
pretend
this.
We're like two females. Two females.
Hello. Oh my gosh, we're like Michael Jackson.
So yeah, let's pretend. Okay, so I'm the I'm Ramona.
And I'm Shelly.
Hi, we're Ramona and Shelly. This is The Morning Rush.
With Ramona and Shelly.
Ramona and Shelly.
And we have Hazel.
Hey, sorry. I know about Hazel. Yung mukha ni Hazel. Wait, we can't hear Hazel.
I can't hear her.
Yeah, we can't. Where?
Hello.
There you go.
There you go.
What in the world is going
no,
on?
No, because I was telling that story na, you know, I think it was Louis, me, and Jude, I think, or somebody. Basta we were like, wala nang tao sa RX and we needed to air a commercial already that wasn't voiced by the female jocks. Nobody was there. So we were like, we have no choice. We have to pretend we're female. And for
oh my God.
And for the life of us, we mustered all of the talent that we've learned through the years. We could not sound like girls.
I can tell.
So I challenged Marky to try. If you think it's easy, try to sound like a girl. Like not a guy trying to sound like a girl,
but like
a, girl.
A legit girl.
A legit girl. It's impossible,
okay,
I'm telling
so
you.
Okay, so we're going to be speaking like this the rest of the time, and Hazel will be talking in a lower voice.
Like a boy.
So basically,
like a boy.
So basically, it's like Michael Jackson, Mickey Mouse, and... Michael Jackson, Mickey Mouse.
That is so accurate. That is yeah. so accurate.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly.
So number...
That's so accurate, bro. I love it. Love it.
Okay.
Rico Robles.
So this one. 6-3-9-6-1.
All right.
1-3-6-7-9-3-1.
Number 5, coming from Neil Banda. My underappreciated qualities. I always have a pack of wet wipes in my bag. Boy Scout na Boy Scout. Laging handa mag number 3. But number 3? Di ba 2? What's number 3? One is P, right? Three. Number 2 is the other one. What's number 3?
What's number 3?
I have no idea.
Di ba 1 and 2 lang? Weird. Anyway, baka number 2. Glenn Sum says, my underappreciated qualities. Laging kasama sa lakad ng barkada. But I'm an introvert, so you may not feel my presence a lot, but I always show up. Alam mo yung pag may lakad, nandun siya lagi. Hindi siya yung bumabang ka, hindi siya yung sobrang maaalala mo. And yung input niya, usually, konting kwento, maraming ngiti, pero basically that's it. But always
never the loudest person in the room.
Never, but always present. That's, yeah, I must say, you will tend to be like underappreciated, I guess. Number 3 from Jungkook's girl. I can be civil with anyone to accomplish a common goal. Kahit gaano ka ka-impacta, I can work and cooperate with you if I have to. Yeah, very similar to what we talked about earlier. Ako, kaya ko yan. Kaya ko. Yeah, I agree. Maybe it won't be 100%. But at the very least, we will get the job done. And if it needs to be done, it will be done. And number 2 from Camilo. Lagi akong one try sa pagsulot ng sinulid sa karayom. You know, I find this so funny when we do it during weddings, pag yung singles game.
Yeah.
They make the guys drink like one bottle of beer. Tapos sisilid nila yung thread sa needle. Nakakatawa. It takes so long. It takes forever for men to like put a thread through a needle. It's crazy. And the top, my underappreciated qualities, comes from Milky Bear.
Milky Bear says,
ako yung taong kapag naglalakad kaming magkakaibigan, ako lang yung hihinto at maghihintay sa friend naming nagsisintas ng shoes.
Aww.
Like everybody keeps walking. It's like, just catch up after you're done. No big deal. Pero siya yung magwi-wait. It's like, okay, tie your shoe. I'll wait for you so that you have somebody to walk with. That's sweet.
That's sweet. Hey.
And alam mo yun, yung
what parang, a friend I'd like to have.
Parang it's a small, it's a very small gesture na, yeah, I must say, hindi mo siya maalala through the years. But yeah, that's a nice thing to do for your friend.
Have you tied anyone's shoes lately?
Tied their shoes? No. Why would I tie their shoes?
Wait, weren't we talking?
Has anyone tied your shoes lately? Your shoelaces?
No. I tie my
aren't
own
you the
shoes.
Type na ipapatay mo kay ano?
Baby no, whale. Grabe naman. Hindi naman ako ganun kapabebe. Of course not. And
what's
oh,
the worst thing you've ever made baby whale do?
What do you mean worse?
I mean,
like napabebe?
Yes, the most pabebe.
Well, on a regular basis, if it's like, if there's a lot of things to carry, siya usually yung magbibit-bit ng most of it. I'll get a token, like, little paper bag to carry. Para lang masabing nagtumulong ako magbuhat, pero wait mostly, siya yung nagbubuhat.
Wait a second, why is this, ano, ring light going on and off?
Yeah, it's probably, ano, it's probably loose. But yeah, don't worry, it's not a ghost. It really tends
baka
to be
may
that.
Ghost.
No. It just, basically, you know, there's a loose connection somewhere. Oh, and can we just greet, happy 14th birthday to Adrian's son, Ardy! Stay awesome, anak.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you. And greeting Jenica, as well as Canto Boy de Paris, who are always locked
hello,
in.
Hello, thank you!
Our Pokemon friends.
All right, so we do have, we will play a couple of songs in the RX booth, but we will stay on Facebook Live and come back with the final batch of the top 10.
All right, before that, let's play a couple of songs for you. Here we go. Gail, with A, B, C, D, F, U. Only here on
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. And okay, before we do the top 10, can we just say good morning to Alex and JC? They're going to a meeting right now. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. And we are still live on Facebook, although we don't hear each other. So, but yes, hello.
Hello, and hello.
Let's start off by thanking our topic sender, the super malas guy, my underappreciated qualities.
Wag mo ako ano ha, James.
Or I think you're on mute, Marky.
Oh, there.
Marky, I think you should unmute. Marky?
Yeah.
Marky.
There you go.
Unmute.
There you go. We are back. We are back.
So we can all hear each other now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So here we go. Let's start off at number 10, coming from J.R. Keita. Hahayaan kita na ikaw ang pumili ng mga papanoorin nating movies at kung saan tayo kakain. You know, I'm more of, yeah, I'll let you choose where we'll eat. Pero yung what we'll watch, I'm a little bit, like, I have to like it too. I can't imagine watching something I don't want to watch. So, yeah. But like where to eat? Oh my gosh! Like yeah, you can decide all the time. I don't really care. I mean, I'm fine with any kind of food. Number 9 coming from Queen of Deadma. I can listen to your stories and pretend that I care, and then totally forget about it after. Alam mo yung at that moment that you're talking to her, she'd be like, oh my gosh. Oh wow. Ganon. And then afterwards, it's like, I don't even remember the story. So, and number 8 from Juice Blank. My underappreciated qualities. Masarap daw ako magluto, pero mas masarap daw akong kumain. Well, meron naman talagang taong ganon.
Like, yeah.
When you see them eat, you want to eat whatever it is they're eating. It looks extra good. And sometimes it gets to a point pa nga na when you taste it, you're like, hindi naman pala masarap. At pag siya yung kumakain, parang ang sarap-sarap.
Feeling ko lalo na yung when they take a bite, they make eye contact with you.
Iba naman yun.
And like while they're eating, as in naka-eye contact.
That's, I think, a different kind of thing already. Hindi, but I do remember, like, family and friends, I can isolate which ones ang nakakatakam pag pinapanood mong kumakain. Parang ang sarap-sarap nung kinakain nila.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, meron talagang ganun. And then there are people who are like, you know they're super hungry and you know they super love the food, pero you don't feel it. They look very clinical when they're eating. May ganun din naman. Number 7, coming from Victoriano. My underappreciated qualities, I make sure nakapag-break na lahat. And then I take a break. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's a pretty considerate of you.
True.
To make sure everybody has had their breaks already.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yunatan Van Ness Wu says, I can hear voices in my head. So even if I'm alone, I'm never lonely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a little, scary, but okay.
You know what?
Nice to know.
If that's what your mental health is telling you to do, go see a shrink or something.
I know, right?
Ask someone to help you out.
And also, number 5 from Jungkook's girl, kaya kong itulong yung 8 hours of sleep in 2 hours. Well, kasi meron taong matibay sa puyat. Ang problema lang dyan, baka you think you know that it is equivalent to 8 hours, but your body might disagree with you. Because sleep deprivation is one of the sneakiest health issues we have. Because maraming tao matibay sa puyat eh. Like, they can have like 2 hours of sleep and then, you know, do a full day's work. Pero you don't know the toll it takes on your body. I mean,
that's true. Tsaka for some reason, parang kang may like half a second delay with everything when you process things.
Yeah.
And you don't react as fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do not underestimate lack of sleep. Do not underestimate luck.
It really messes with you.
It really does.
Especially if, you know, your job involves a lot of thinking on your feet.
True.
Yeah.
And number 4 from Maxim De Winter. I can sense how a person really feels about me or the situation. And very similarly, from Rudes Antonio, I can tell what the situation is just by reading facial expressions and body language. Well, I agree more with Maxim's entry. Like, I can't read the situation, like, generally. Pero yeah. I do know when somebody doesn't like me. I can feel it.
It's a spider sense.
It is a spider sense. Yung parang, minsan they're friendly. They're nice naman. They're cordial. Pero there's this part of me that's like, hindi ako gusto nitong taong to.
There was someone I came into contact with very recently. Like a producer or something.
Yeah.
And like I started talking to her. And then she started rolling her eyes. And like, you know how there's Hazel rolling her eyes and then there's producer rolling her eyes?
Yeah.
Who you don't really know very well.
Yeah.
But like Hazel, for example, is a friend. So that's fine. But when this person does it in front of you, it's just like... I have a spidey sense that tells me that this person doesn't like me.
Yun pa nga, no eh. You don't, parang, it's kind of like a giveaway because there's a rolling of the eyes. Minsan, they don't give any clue. Like, they're super nice. They're very animated when you talk to them. They answer everything that you ask them. But there's something that tells you, hindi ako type nito. Like, they don't have to do anything that gives you a physical sign that they don't like you. At least kasi yung rolling of the eyes, alam mo nang medyo may issue si ate. Alam mo nang meron siyang something. Because why else would you roll your eyes, right? Unless she didn't like something that you said.
Possibly.
Misa kasi wala talagang sign. Like, they're perfectly... They look like they like you, but you know that they don't.
Yeah. No, yeah.
It's a weird thing.
I know
to explain.
A few people like that. And just avoid them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Once you sense it, you're just like, okay, for my mental health, get out of here.
And that's what I usually do. I stay away from those people. Kasi nga alam ko na, I know that they don't like me, so why would I inflict myself on them?
Exactly.
And di ko sila awayan na, necessarily. Kasi these things just happen. Just like tayo, diba? Sometimes we meet a bunch of people, 5 of them, you like 3 of them, you don't like 2 of them. And you know, it's not a crime.
And then obviously, like, I would go to you and be like, oh my gosh, Chico, there's this person.
No, really? It's true. And because, like, for example, if I meet somebody and for whatever reason they don't like me, but they're civil to me, oh, I would take it.
Yeah.
Kasi naman yung sinusungitan ako na wala man akong ginagawa sa kanila, pero iniirapan nila ako or they're rolling their eyes at me. I mean, I wouldn't appreciate that. I would actually appreciate it if they were genuinely nice to me, even if they don't like me. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Diba? At least they were civil.
Exactly.
Because you don't have to like me. I mean, that's not how the world works. Obviously, there will be a lot of people who don't like me. But if you're civil to me, I will be civil to you as well.
Yeah, true.
And number 3 from Camilo. Magaling akong magretoke ng ulam at mag-imbento ng dishes using leftovers. This is such an underrated skill to all the moms or kasambahays or if you're the one who cooks it in your house. Alam mo yung usually you need the complete ingredients to cook whatever it is, like sinigang. It's a very specific set. Adobo, it's a very specific set. Kare-kare, lalo na, it's very specific. Hats off talaga to the homemakers who can like, what's inside the ref? Some random vegetables, random meat. Tapos they can create like wala lang, it's not really, it's neither here nor there.
Nor there.
Pero it's good. Diba? Like, you can actually eat it. It's a nice ulam and it's imbento. Ang galing lang. Ang galing nung ganong skill. Kasi ikaw, you cook, right? Can you do that?
Yeah.
Can you invent?
If I need to, yeah. That's actually my thing. I'm not a recipe person. I usually rely on instinct and my nose.
Mm.
If it smells like it would work together, sometimes it's a little weird. initially, like, you think about it, you're like, these things don't go well together.
Yeah.
And then you smell it, and you smell something else that's very similar, that could have, you know, complementary tastes.
Totoo.
Then you just mix it.
Yeah. And I love it. Na, it doesn't even have a name. There's nothing really you call it. But it works.
It does.
And if it can become ulam for your family, why not? Number two, coming from Alfie Mumu. When I see people looking confused, trying to figure out the subway ticketing machines here in New York, I go out of my way to step in and show them how to buy MetroCard. Ako, as a traveler, I really, really appreciate helpful strangers. Like, I appreciate people who help me out when I ask for help, but extra points to the people who offer their help even if you're not asking for it yet.
Yeah.
Alam mo na yun eh. You know if it's like a tourist. Like looking up, looking at the street signs, or yun nga, sa subway, parang like, which, yung antagal mo dun sa map, and you're like, which line do I take? And then when they just like, do you need help? I really appreciate it. Like, it's so, like, yeah, it's like a tall glass of cold water when you're dying of thirst in the desert. And you're like, thank you. You just want to hug them and like, thank you for helping me because I'm lost. But yeah, super, super nice.
Yeah.
And the top, my underappreciated qualities comes from JJ Gayosa.
JJ Gayosa says,
kaya ko mag-club or uminom from midnight to sunrise, tapos papasok sa klase the next day and perform.
Yeah, hey, that's a skill. Especially once you reach a certain age.
Yeah, I agree. I used to do it a lot, you know, or like early RX days. Now we had to have an event or we had to have a party here in RX. Tapos hindi na ako uwi, diretso na ako the morning rush. And I'm like, I can't do this. At saka yung, I don't mind the puyat so much. Eh. It's the, you have a hangover.
Hangover.
And then no sleep. And then I'm supposed to sound happy on air.
Oh my gosh.
I cannot. That's just like,
I get depressed.
Yes.
Like,
I agree.
After drinking just one night, it's like 3 days of chemical depression.
Yeah.
Because of the alcohol in your system that won't go away and you feel icky. And I think that affects your mental health.
Eh, kasi nga tayo, especially us. Us three. Diba? Hazel, you, and me. We're not regular drinkers.
Yeah.
So, can you imagine how our bodies... Kasi diba, like, kahit papano. It's like vaccination. You know what I mean? Diba?
Yeah.
Like, that's how vaccination works. Like, there's COVID, right? What you do is you introduce a little bit each time so that you become immune to it. So, people who drink regularly are more immune to alcohol. People like us who rarely drink, our bodies treat it like a foreign object. So, when we drink, it really hits us bad.
Yeah.
Kasi nga
para
siyang,
what it is.
It's like a foreign intruder.
And it's
in
one
your
of those
body.
Things where, like, for example, you drink, right? And the next day you feel really bad and they say the only way to cure your hangover is to drink again.
Oh,
and
can't.
Then you just keep drinking and drinking and drinking, and then next thing you know, you're addicted.
I can't do that. Nathaniel was saying, mahinang nila lang. Uminom kami from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Nasa bahay ng 6 a.m. Nagpahinga sandali, naligo, nagprepare, pumasok sa office.
Oh my God.
I cannot. That's too much.
I've done worse things, but like, this is when I was 15 years younger.
Yeah. At saka ano, yung parang more like you don't do it regularly. You do it once in a blue moon and then you swear never to drink again.
Yeah.
And then you let some time pass. And then maybe you can do it again.
And then you do it again.
But usually, like, let some time pass first. Let my body recover.
Yeah, like, I can...
Let my liver recover.
I can do it on a regular basis for days on end, but I can maybe do a couple of days.
Couple of days.
A binge drinking for a couple... And then stop.
At saka for me talaga, don't make me do anything the next day. Like, I can't have work the next day. I can't have an appointment or... I can't have a lunch meeting.
It's gotta be free. It has to be a free day.
I can do that probably.
Free day.
Dapat talaga, like, I have that option to sleep all day if I can't. But yeah. And please, let me have coffee and maybe arroz caldo the next day.
Oh my gosh.
Just to get that whole thing out of my system.
I need coffee. But what I do is I take vitamin B complex.
Yes, they say it works.
That's what I do.
Pero not before, diba?
Like right after, no.
Alam mo sabi nila before, like kunyari,
I mean, I think you can do before and then you can do like right after the fact.
Yeah.
Right, just like right after. And then the next morning you wake up, you're fine.
Yeah.
But like, for example, I tried taking it the next morning and it was not, it wasn't the same.
Yeah.
So you
put choy choy nung sinabi mo.
Ano?
Nagwalwal. Bumuking. Nagwalwal ulit. Bumuking ulit. Next thing you know, you get addicted. Okay.
You do.
Oh, ang sabi ni ano ni Choi. Ang sabi nila 30 minutes daw before. Guaranteed. You're not to the point na it's guaranteed no hangover, but at least it won't be as hard.
True.
It won't be as bad. You probably won't get hit by the headaches and the feeling horrible after.
Yeah.
That's what I heard nga. And you know, some people even take like a teaspoon full of like olive oil or coconut oil para daw to coat your
stomach.
Know, your stomach, your
everything.
Intestines.
Yeah. Ah, yeah, I've heard that.
Para
too.
It doesn't I've absorb the alcohol as much. I don't know if it works.
Mm-hmm. Pero it's social truffle oil.
And healthy naman yung ano, yung coconut oil. I don't know about olive oil though, if it's healthy to like take a spoonful. But coconut it is. Like, I took that in the farm.
I think my mom does that all the time.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure yung coconut is harmless. Some people will even say na it's beneficial.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there you go. What about us? It's our turn. What
Wait,
is your...
Before that, can we say hi to a few people? Hi to Marvin. And hello to Kay and Carlo all the way from Sydney. What's up?
Hello.
Greeting Jonas Blancada and Mayi. Hi, please greet Kuya Dion a happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy
you.
Birthday, Kuya Dion. I mean, Mayi's Kuya Dion.
Yes, Mayi's Kuya Dion. Hi to Jing Borbe, who says happy birthday to Emery Ramirez. Lots of birthdays today. My beautiful cousin, listening while doing my sales review for work.
Nox.
So,
good job.
Good vibes dang today's at TMR. Oh,
thank you.
Joining us. And lastly, greeting Miggy Hidalgo. Have a great Thursday. This is great. This is the first time seeing the text line. My gosh.
I know, right?
You know, I'm back after like five months of just working from home. So bear with me. So sorry for that little fluke a while ago. I will ask Hazel about how this new system works.
Right.
This because there was it's a whole different setup now. The computer is in front of me as opposed to it being on the side before. But
there one last
go.
One last for people, since we're approaching the weekend now, there's going to be a lot of people going drinking. Choi was saying the reason you have a hangover is because you lost a lot of electrolytes when
True.
You drank alcohol because you pee a lot. So you rehydrate
Gatorade
to be able to get rid of the hangover. And then Juice Blank was saying, tip, after drinking, drink a lot of water. Try to make yourself pee twice. Yung wiwi ka, diba? Tapos mag-chill ka muna. And then second time, Pexman, wala kang hangover the next day.
Okay. I guess those are little
Well,
tidbits.
The key is, if you can keep awake between the two pees.
Yeah. No, I
kasi hindi ko na ata kaya nun. I'll be like, after maybe peeing once, I'd be like, and I'd be in bed. So I don't know if I can wait until another round of peeing.
But you know what? For me talaga, it's just avoid. For me, avoid talaga.
Well, yeah. Ano lang kasi, sometimes it's fun to just let loose. Just like maybe for a night. Maybe it's somebody's birthday. Maybe it's been such a long time since you got to hang out with each other.
To be honest. I enjoyed it when in December. I enjoy it in December because I get to hang out with friends.
Yes.
And but during the year, parang when my mom starts offering me her Chardonnays and her whatever, even that, I'm like, no.
I love wine.
Even that, I'm like, pass. I don't
Ako
know
kasi
what
I
happened
don't,
to me.
I don't even drink it because I want to drink. I drink it because it tastes so good.
I think, to be honest, I think dahil na trauma ako in Jan. when random people were putting stuff inside my drink.
Alam mo, I wouldn't be surprised.
It's a thing. It's like, a thing now. Guys, watch out. Don't take drinks from any random strangers.
Yes, I agree.
Just giving you a little insight into what's happening now because people were stuck at home for so long that they've started to think that it's normal to put roofies in your drinks. So watch out.
But no, since you brought it up, I'm really struggling with it because alcohol doesn't really agree with me. But I really love wine. You know, I wish I could drink it with food, like especially when
non-alcoholic.
The food is good. It's not the same.
Or drink alcoholic wine, but the ones with less alcohol content.
Baka nga. I super love it. All right, do we have one? Do we have answers? My underappreciated qualities. Like, obviously, like, for example, ikaw, you're a good actor, you're a good singer, you're a performer. But what about the other qualities you have that people might not realize you have?
I like to give gifts.
Actually, you do.
I'm a gift giver.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a gift receiver. I mean, I appreciate it when I'm giving gifts. But, like, I like being able to make someone happy.
Yeah.
But without, I don't know, without making it such a big deal.
I think a lot of people might not know that about you unless they hang out with you.
Yeah. A lot of people think I'm a certain way.
Yeah.
With my friends, I am very generous, I guess.
Sabi ni John Sinai, give it to me, Marky. Sabi daw ni Tetet.
Yeah.
Me? Well, you know, I would say there's a lot because I'm not a very out there person.
Yeah.
You know, I keep everything close to my chest. I don't usually. I think one of my underappreciated qualities is how much I actually feel. How much I empathize. You know, a lot of people don't think I'm not very verbal kasi. You know, so a lot of people don't think I empathize when somebody has a problem. A lot of people don't think I'm super happy for people when something good happens to them because I don't get to express it as much.
Yeah.
But it's only because I'm like that. You know, I try to be more open.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think they don't realize how much I actually empathize with people, good or bad. Like
okay.
Happy or sad.
Just to give you an idea, Chico is literally my psychiatrist.
Yeah.
So he will be there and he will give me the best advice. Like, you can listen to other people, especially, okay, I'm not doing this whole age thing, but mm-hmm. like, when you speak to much younger people,
mm-hmm.
they usually have a more juvenile approach to things. So
yeah.
I avoid speaking to younger people about my problems mm-hmm. because, you know, it becomes a lot about themselves
yeah.
and their experiences
yeah.
as opposed to what you are going through.
Mm-hmm.
But when Chico gives responses and when he gives you your, you know, your therapy sessions.
Yes.
He has learned from, let's just say, experience.
Yes.
And because he has learned from experience.
All 36 years.
All 36 years.
Years
yeah. of experience
mm-hmm.
and he's able to really give you insight as to how you can get rid of random people living rent-free in your brain.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, and let's give them a visual. So si Mark, you know, would be like, you know, like it's time for my therapy session. So I'm like, okay, come into my office.
Mm.
And then there's a black couch.
Yes.
And then I
get hypnotized, right? There's like this, there's this hypnosis section. And then next thing I know, I wake up and I'm like, wait, what happened to my shorts?
Tapos sabi ko, Mark, yeah, maybe would you like to be in something more comfortable?
I'm like, oh, I didn't know this happened. But you know what? I feel much better.
May black couch. I feel relieved.
I feel relieved.
All the tension suddenly gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfection. Yeah.
But yeah, because like a lot of people think talaga na I'm very disconnected. A lot
yeah.
of people think I'm very detached. But it's hard to. I'm not saying that I'm always engaged.
Yeah.
But it's hard to tell when I'm engaged and when I'm detached because I have the same...
But he's always listening.
I do.
Like, you think he isn't. You really think he isn't. Especially when he's rolling his fingers across his computer...
Phone
screen. But he's always listening and he's always there. He's a good friend.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-mm, just so. Letting all of y'all know. If you see him in the malls or whatever and you see that he is a little quiet, it's just because he is generally an introvert.
And in my head.
And in his head.
I'm usually in my head. So it's a very busy
highway.
And
baby whale's head.
And on that note, let's just say thank you for joining us. And we hope to hear you again tomorrow. And I promise you, when we say good morning tomorrow, it will be very energetic because it's a Friday. So
we're so excited for this.
It's a
oh
Friday!
My gosh. It's Friday.
Friday.
It's
Friday.
Saturday, Sunday.
All right.
Anyway,
so we'll see you guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.